Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your
feeling
your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your feeling your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your feeling your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your feeling your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your feeling your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your feeling. Feel it in your feeling your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your feeling. Feel it. Feel it in your feeling your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your feeling. Feel it. Feel it in your feeling your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your feeling. Feel it in your pussy. 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 Feel it in your pussy.
Mike T.
partition, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. But Miss J, it commences to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study, study, yeah, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Like, dip, 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 dip. Put stuff the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches. Take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up and roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
touch me. Uta, you got a fish, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a fish, don't touch me. Uta, you got a fish, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you, hate you, hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. You gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Into the building. Queen B.
La 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 la
and throw.
Icon Pioneer Larry Ebony presents the 24 karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24 karat gold ball. All gold everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the $3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free Ball, Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness, 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. 150 house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longvin and Father Bam Bam Ebony. June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash. $1,000 Best Dress. $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European. $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10. $1,000 Femme Queen Face. And $1,000 Femme Queen Performance. $500 Performance. $500 Legendary Performance. $500 Legendary Runway. $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500 Twister. $500 Legendary Realness. $500 Butch Queen and Drag. Face. Your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary Vonalore. Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin Mizrahi. And legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball. Richmond, we will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of payment?
Forget about it.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grams include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Con presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
Now sit to that wow.
Hello, ballroom community and all the other countries and states and stuff. Tonight, we're going to have the Battle of the Words, Stress Talk Tuesdays, Last Man Standing. I'll record and let Jason Bridge come on and explain all the details to you guys. Tonight should be a fun night.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
I guess I'm over here playing with magic. Hello, mother. How are you?
How are you? I'm lovely.
I'm good. Happy belated Mother's Day.
Thank you, love, and thank you, Michi, for the post in the room, even though you tag all the rest of the girls.
Okay, without further ado, before we get into all the shenanigans, let's bring on the neighbors and our family. He's been missing in action for quite some time, but here's my naughty little brother, J-Rock.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up.
Hello,
J-Rock. Hello, how y'all doing tonight? Happy Mother's Day, London.
Thank you, love. Am I going to be your flower girl?
Flower girl?
At your wedding, yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. And happy Mother's Day, Jason.
Thank you. Funny.
You know, every time, mother, you know, I'm Solange Knowles and Jason is Beyonce. I be beating up his tricks when they come by the house.
Oh, really?
I don't have any.
Them?
I kick them. I be beating the shit out of them.
Well, you better stop or we won't eat. I know that. Without further ado, his name is Justin, and he's our nosy neighbor. And I think that this might be Laura, but we'll find out. Hey, Justin.
Hello, is this Child Protective Services?
Who?
Who?
Because we got some wayward kids on this line, and that mama don't take care of them at all.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wait, are you referring to
Martin?
They grow
in that. Bitch,
what's up, y'all? Okay. Oh,
hey, how's it going?
Private caller, you're there. How are you? Private caller, you're unmuted. How are you? Oh, no, you're not. Actually, sorry.
Hello. What's up? What's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's up?
Laura?
Laura, why you sound like that?
Sound like what? What you talking about?
What you sound sorry?
I'm trying to make trade.
Man, I ain't doing shit. I'm just here chilling, smoking a blunt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. See, you know
already. Yeah.
Oops, okay.
Take off that long voice, Laura.
Yo, what up? What's up, Ma? What's good? What's up?
Not the tree. Okay, we have another call. I don't recognize this number. Is this Michi? I don't know what area code this is. 313-423.
Hell to the no. I'm not no motherfucking Michi. You know this motherfucking number. Don't act like you don't know this number. You call it every other day.
Miss Burke, you are supposed to be, you know what, I'm going to read you an inbox, then I'm going to hang up on you. By all means, I'm about to hang up on you.
Hey, Laura, what's going on?
Hey,
so,
what's up, Burke,
since you spoiled your thing, what team are you on?
What you mean, what team I'm on? I'm not on a team. I'm not on a team. I'm not gonna be on a team. If I was, I'm Team London. How about that? I'm Team London.
Yeah. Team London is winning tonight. All right. So, Jason, you want to explain to the
okay.
viewers?
Well, this is how. Yes, mother. This is how tonight is going to work. You all got a taste of what a read is. Actually, y'all got a whole four-course meal last week on what a read is. Tonight is all about fun. Your judges for the evening are Miss Laura, my mother, London, the CEO herself, Jasmine, and a lion-ass special judge. We ain't even gonna say his name, but he knows who he is. Every other week, girl, bye. Every other day, I mean, girl, bye. Now, the rules of engagement are this. You can pick your team, or you can do it by yourself. You can call out whoever it is that you choose to read, be it Bishop, if he's on the line, because you know he is, be it one of the co-hosts, but it can't be me, because I'm the referee. And you already know who the judges are, so you can't battle the judges. At the end of it all, the last man standing will have to go against one of the judges to be the last man standing. Now, the reads will go, I guess, Laura, because Laura said anything could be a health read, so I guess it's up to the judges what they want to chop for or what they don't want to accept as a read. But a read is a
I'm not chopping nobody except for Ms. Mei Ling. I'm telling you her right now, I'm chopping her down. What the fuck you say? That's
it. How you going to chop her from the back?
It's shade on the panel tonight, honey.
Bone just let her through and just don't give her no vote.
It's shade on the panel tonight.
Leave Miss Mayling alone.
Are you prestige?
Okay. So now it's a matter of, I guess we just talk to the team, start calling in. Or I guess the individuals call in. Now, how they choose to call in, it can be on three-way. Y'all can do it. I don't know, but it's a read. It's a read. So let the battles begin. And until then, I guess we will just cut up and act a fucking fool.
Round one.
Ooh. Private caller, well, you're on the air.
I need Becky Titty Punch to be on the line then because,
well,
she
she's supposed
to
be here. Private caller, you're on the air.
Bitch,
okay,
no say where it's spotted.
Well, where is Miss Tiffany, Miss Mona, Miss Tiffany, Miss Mona, Miss Costa? You, all y'all girls said y'all had teams. Okay, Becky's running late. She's pumping her titties, so she just hit me in the inbox.
Okay.
And shout out to Joel, who let us know that he had to work tonight, so he would not be able to be with us. So Joel, you're with us in spirit. So there was some good. So out of all that madness that happened last week, there was some good that did come out of it because now there is more team camaraderie between the families, and we're all getting along this week until J-Rock started kicking at my dates and spitting at them. J-Rock, where's Prada? Where's Prada?
She said, "Hola, how you doing?" in the box.
I know, but
I
she ain't on the line. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Ming Lee.
Ming, do you have your team?
No, I'm not walking. Why would I walk a ball if I've already read one of your judges? That's just not, you know. If I demolished your judge, why would I walk the ball? That doesn't make
Round
sense.
Round one.
I think we about to have a special category
walking,
where
I'll
Ming
be listening. I'll be listening for the key though.
Well, Ming, you don't want to call Laura out.
And if
we
Laura,
have
if you want a
Round
rematch,
two.
We can do a rematch.
Ooh.
If you want a rematch, look, you know,
look
if you want
to
get
Round two. Screaming for a rematch. Look who's on the line screaming for a rematch. I didn't
we
scream for a rematch.
Again.
I said
no,
I was going to
you,
chop
for your
you
sake,
if you
not mine. For your sake.
You get on
for
this line
sake,
and you
not
for
mine.
A rematch. So evidently
for your
you
sake,
lost.
Fool, not for mine.
You lost last
I'm
time, so
saying,
you're asking
you know?
For a rematch, daughter. It's all right, daughter.
For you.
It's all right.
For you. Merry Christmas. For you. Not me. For you.
I'm not going to do this with you today. I'm not going to do this with you today. I'm feeling trained right now, so I'm not going to do this with you today. So why don't you go back to your home, pop your motherfucker a triplet pill, and leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, my God.
Go right off in this thing. Leave me the fuck alone.
Finish her.
Leave me alone, bro.
Oh,
my God.
I was trying to do you a favor.
You
I'm sorry.
Be,
I was trying
please,
to
you
do
need
your
to
favor.
Be, you need to be rested up for your next blood work on tomorrow,
I'm trying
thing.
To do you
oh,
a favor,
bro. Alone,
Laura,
honey.
Sweetie, that's tacky,
leave
and I'm not that bitch. I'm that other bitch. Just the mother
alone,
watch your
honey.
Don't do that.
Leave me alone,
like that.
Girl.
Laura, you is kind, you is smart, you is important.
I know I am, girl. I know.
Well, thank you, Ming. We're going to put you back on hold, Ming. If you find
do
a team
that.
You want to
yes,
play.
She needs to do that because she's one of those homeless girls I was talking about yesterday that finally got her own
place.
Oh, girl,
bye. Girl, bye. Girl, bye.
You want to play? You want to play Miss Ming Lee? Because I already know who you are, Miss Ming Lee. You already know who I am. So I already know who you really, really are. So do you want to go there? Because we can really read on facts if you want to. We can start. We can really go ham if you want to. We can,
okay,
you know, if you want to throw it out
hold.
There.
Ming
now, why
hold.
You putting on hold now? Don't put that little homeless bitch on hold now. Cause she
finish her.
Because she finally got her own place all of a sudden.
Ming, you're bad.
It doesn't matter. Let me get my blunt. Hold on. Let me get my blunt.
Yeah, go get
oh,
your
Lord.
Blunt, bitch. Yeah, go
oh.
Get your blunt, bitch.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is how this is how this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how tonight is going to work. There will be no talking over each other, so that both sides are heard, so that the judges can make a fair decision on who the winner of the battle was. So, if you talk over your person and I have to mute you, or you hear a certain sound effect from the sound effects department, that means it's a chop.
Son, this seems like an annihilation right here, so I don't even know why we're even going on.
Girl, I hope I don't hit the ambulance on the phone when that this thing drop dead, this thing, if the wind blow too hard.
Oh, Lord. 347-569, you're on the air.
Toasty.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Jason. How are you, everybody? What's going on? This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm not having a good day right now. I'm just listening.
Okay, well, we hope you feel
better,
Brian.
Hopefully we'll get you a Kiki.
Actually, I'm driving to Atlanta. My dad just had a mild heart attack. I'm driving.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
So I'm listening on my...
Well, your dad will be in our prayers, and I hope get no accident along the way.
Just listen to the radio. Hopefully we'll get you a Kiki to take your mind off of it.
Okay. I was kind of gagging on what was just going on, but I'm just listening to you guys. But I'm on my way to Atlanta. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, the next caller is the Subway Sandwich King. Hold on, please.
Yes. Why?
773.
You consistently tried me every time.
I tell us the wrong.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. What's going on with Big Lee and Lil and Laura?
Piggly, what's up?
Yes, mother, she really is. She
Brian,
really is. Yes, mother, she really is.
Cool.
Okay, child. 305, where are you at? Okay, 305, press 1.
I was not talking about you, you oversized tomato.
Oh, my.
Fucking A.B. Winehouse impersonator.
Ooh, don't come for my mother.
Oh, no. You fucking corn dog with elephant titus looking eyes.
Ooh, yes.
With the
thing tonight.
In the Midwest looking like a hamburger.
Oh, J-Rock, don't do that. You don't want to do that right now. Because the girls I gave her reports that your breath is kicking like Hong Kong Phooey right now. Stop.
Well, I can prevent that. All I got to do is chew some gum and brush my teeth. But what you going to do about all that light bulb that you need to get?
Why wasn't it done that day?
Over there, shaped like a man-sized flip-flop.
Okay. Do we have another battle about to begin here?
No, we don't.
He can't be coming for mother.
Okay. The next caller is hey, how you doing? Okay, you put your hand up, then you took your hand down. Girl, stop playing and put your hand back up.
Maybe her armpits stink, honey.
We not doing that.
Okay, well, until that person is ready, really, I'm not doing this with you.
Bologna or salami?
Oh,
well, either one, they both stink.
Oh, what?
So who is driving right now? Because I hear somebody driving.
Well,
coming
I'm driving
to the
right
airwaves
now.
Is
good
Becky. Becky.
Somebody in the car right now or something.
That's me.
I got good ears.
Hey, Dukemo.
Y'all gonna have to do better than that.
Not kidding.
All right, you guys, take a cue from me.
La 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 la.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
Becky. with that late-ass intro.
Aki, you are the only key.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all.
I had to pick something that was going to wake me up because I was really asleep.
Ooh.
I was sleepy. I was like really sleepy. And when I seen a message, a group message, I said, oh, this shit's serious.
Oh, shit. Lots you had to find out what was going on.
Okay. I guess, do any of y'all recognize this number? We got a full house tonight. Do anybody recognize this number, 832-775?
Prada.
No, but that's a Houston, but it shouldn't be Prada.
You
Prada
know
is
calling, bro.
How you doing, Prada?
No, Prada is 832. Prada is calling
you on
the
air.
This Armani, what's going on?
Who?
This who?
This
hey.
Armani Chanel, what's going on?
Hey,
hey
Armani.
Hey, girl.
Hey, tell Prada to get her fat ass and press one again and stop playing on the phone.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Now, look here. Now, look here. Look here, Walks of Texas. Don't do it on my call. I didn't say nothing about that. I didn't say nothing about that fat-ass Tiffany, so don't say nothing about Prada.
Why are you? Oh.
Well, we're going to leave Tiffany out of it because she's not even in it. How's everyone
doing? But my thing is how can you leave Tiffany out of anything?
What you trying to say?
Okay. Stop coming for fat people. Jasmine told you last night about that shit. Mother.
Yes, I didn't understand that because I didn't listen to all the last night's show. So who was coming for the fat girl?
Yeah, I
okay.
did
kind of. That was
Laura. It was Laura.
Becky and Laura.
Oh, that was Laura. I'm sorry, Laura.
Yeah, I did kind of stop listening once I heard J-Rock rigged it up so his boyfriend can win a trophy last night.
Oh.
No, I didn't know that was your boyfriend, J-Rock. Go ahead, Aaliyah.
First of all, Armani
warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
Was that a cash category,
First of all, Armani was one of the judges. Armani, did I tell you to vote for anybody?
No, of course not.
So it was not rigged.
Oh, please.
No, he was sitting. He definitely was sitting.
Why he won?
He won pretty well, really. Did he walk pretty well, really, Zero?
No, he walked Butch Queen face.
You can walk Pretty Boy Realness painted like that.
Okay.
What's his name on Facebook so I can look him up? Because I ain't know who he
no,
was.
No, don't
he
do that
because
that's what got J-Rock in a car accident almost last time. Let's not do that. Let's not do that look up. We don't want that kind of look up no more.
Well, I ain't driving.
Keep my little
Hold
brother
on.
Alive, honey. We don't do that.
La, 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 la.
Okay, I believe this is, wait a minute, let me look at my phone, because I think this
Becky,
is...
Becky, you had turned that intro, bitch.
I think this is Big Sister Gorgeous One.
Good.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the floor is no other than Big Sister Gorgeous One herself, Miss Motherfucking
right.
Prada.
Ugh.
Luscious body.
Nigga, that's that bullshit.
Who
did
J-Rock
get from? Oh, y'all farted.
That was a big
that was
hit. Ooh,
that was y'all that bullshit.
Y'all don't be trying my sister like that, bitch.
That was
Shout out. Let me do a quick shout out to the chat room. Shout out to our chat room that keep us going. Mr. Man, Granny, Big Ty with his little tie. Shout out to them guys. Shout out to Rodney who's listening at work. He said, please don't make him commit suicide tonight. That they don't want blood on the pancakes.
Father Rodney.
Or like they like to call it special sauce.
Ooh. Okay.
I want to give a shout out to the icon Beverly Mizrahi. Y'all can't take it.
That's what
I've kicked.
It was sitting.
When I took
that
computer.
Nigga, that's that bullshit.
Y'all don't want to stop playing songs now.
Okay, y'all better keep it the fuck cute.
Miss Prada.
Miss London.
They sound like a shock mama. They said Prada. Come on now, girl.
Miss Way.
Okay, Miss Way. What's going on, sis?
What's going on, Becky? Can you punch button?
Not a thing, girl.
Girl, I can't believe it, girl. We got J-Rock on the line 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Okay, now who's playing snare?
Somebody got to say, you know, he won the
game. Girl, country. We got J-Rock on the line 2 nights in a row. Bitch.
But see, sis, you had beat me to it because I was finna say, girl, he was on time.
Oh, shit.
And you got to connect.
Yes, he was on. Yes, he was on time. He was on time.
He was.
Of course, he was on time. J-Walk was gonna read. I mean, Jason was gonna read him again.
Oh,
shit. The Trulay gave you over Jason that pick.
Ooh, and Laura was finna boost it up, bitch. She was finna say, "Well, where's J-Rock?
You know, I
okay.
We don't need no more pictures popping up with girls.
Yes, we don't need no. We don't need the CEO getting no more screenshots of stupid ass conversations.
You know what? I was gonna dig in my old profile and release all them conversations from like a year ago when. Child, I said, no, I'm not going to do that because I really would have shut it down from that point because people would have probably been fighting each other because, like, that was some big shit back then. But so I hold that to my heart.
Oh, sister.
Round one.
No, sister, you need to send that to me. You need to send that to me.
Finish her.
Let me put those up. Too short to know your video.
That's
which
right.
One?
I posted it, girl.
Me.
With the
night
video.
It was cute,
though. You
talking about the one she was when she was in Sweden?
Call me Cuban people.
Looking like she was diagnosed with arthritis and she got a fracture.
Oh my God.
And I don't understand. The girls were all in my inbox and, oh, I got my team together and we going to do this and we going to do that and we going to
head
down.
They had the same teams together for Jack Gagaway, honey. That's all the girls heard. They had this together. They had that together. Don't ever be disappointed, honey. The girls always said some bullshit.
Jason.
Yes, back in.
It was this girl in my inbox. She said... Mm-hmm. I don't know who she is, no, like, seriously, she had inbox me, but because you know people don't really inbox me, but when they do inbox me, I was like, okay. So she inboxed me, and I don't know if y'all know her, but her name is Eveline Wicked. And she had inboxed me these pictures of these crack pipes and stuff. So she the pictures that she sent, she was like, I see everything through my crystal ball.
Oh,
so I said, what?
I said, what? And then she was like, these are my new ports. I can't wait to be on that ballroom chat show. It's a whole lot of girls that use these and act as if they don't. I said, okay, well, see you Tuesday. She talking about, well, you won't see me Tuesday, sweetie. I was like, okay, girl, what the fuck you want? And she just kept talking to me. So I guess she'll be on tonight if she call in. But that, I don't know why the fuck she inboxed me that.
Becky, okay. I think that's the same bitch that said that to me, but she used a meth pipe as her crystal ball.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I said, what she trying to say? We crackhead something?
Bless
I don't
her,
know
Jesus.
What she's talking about.
Bless her.
Oh, London. Ma, London, did you hear about Miss Shadira getting locked up because she stole that rental car?
Yes.
How you steal a rental car? Like, see, she been in jail for so long, she don't even know that there's tracking devices on the new rental car. She's so stupid. See, what y'all going to do? Yeah, what y'all going to do is help Rodney call up here, and he going to read. Y'all don't do that.
Oh, we have a caller. Maybe this is Miss Eveline. 404-438, you're on the air.
Let's listen.
I got to get to the house.
That bitch bad.
Hello? So you call so we can hear your radio?
That bitch on your radio, bitch.
That's like a
smart bitch.
If you don't get your ass out that fucking door.
Bitch, when I tell you on Wendy Williams' show, they got a picture of Angelina Jolie with HD powder on her face like somebody left her with a Coke bag, bitch.
My HD powder be like, yeah.
Bitch.
Somebody just said Shania looked very nursed recently. Tell her them granny plates are doing their body good.
Oh, my God.
But guess what? She still was
voguing. Okay.
She still is over. It's so sad, but that girl from Texas, the one that J-Rock put up, she did a lot better than what Sanaya did.
What girl are you talking about?
I don't know her name. Yeah, that bitch had fucked that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, she
Wait,
did.
That ugly one?
She is not.
Oh,
my God.
She is ugly.
Oh, light skin Aubrey the Perla.
But she fucked that beat up. Now Sanaya, she gave me very. I mean, you know, she's icon or whatever, but it was very blah.
Hands turned it out, baby.
Yeah, I kind of needed that a little more.
And hit. That first dip. But everybody wanted the catwalk.
Yeah.
But she wasn't doing it in the Malubitans.
That's
just what it gave to.
I'm not a part of this.
J-Rock, why the hell are your car keys? What the hell are you doing?
I'm just bringing it to this business.
This is
between all of you.
really, Becky?
Becky, that's what you're going to do. I sound like a pirate because I just woke up not too long ago, so I'm not as energized. I'm trying to carry on and act stupid like this so I can wake up so nobody won't try to read me. Well, they is reading me. This is today is a read day. I guess they sound like a pirate.
No, nobody. Well, nobody wanted a piece of you.
You said what?
Where's your accent from?
I'm from Arizona.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, with these girls from these miscellaneous places.
Y'all don't believe me? Okay.
I
was surprised that y'all never asked me that, though. I was surprised that y'all never asked me.
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina, South Carolina. They said that Becky must always be sleeping.
I'm from
what
the
you
Grand
say,
Canyon.
They, somebody in my inbox said Becky must always be sleepy then, if that's how her voice sounds.
Oh, shit.
Y'all not going to give Miss Becky too much.
Yeah, that's what y'all not going to do.
I live.
Look at them in your inbox. I bet they won't post their face in their group. They better wash their mouth. Wash their mouth.
Oh, who's that? They, oh, they trying to say Becky sound like a parrot.
They said I sound like a pirate.
I thought it said parrot.
That's cute. I ain't never heard that before.
That ain't how you spell pirate. If that's supposed to be pirate, that ain't how you spell pirate.
Becky, how can you live in Arizona, though? Because Arizona is like 120 degrees every fucking day.
That's why her titties is sweating and shining.
Well, if y'all haven't noticed, this is my approval voice. So if anybody need an approval, they call me. Okay?
Oh, shit.
If y'all don't know what approval is, then I'm just going to keep talking. I'm not going to explain anything.
You said it's a girl. The girls do need a new approval because I heard the last approval. She's not out yet. Ooh. Ooh. Right, this goes to confirm it.
See, that's why I call private because, you know, you can't say
Wait, Devin, who are you talking about, girl?
Girl, not the girl. I just heard another girl is still locked, honey.
Who?
Who, Amaya?
Not my brother.
And it's no shade.
It sounded like it. Oh, shit. I'm fucked up.
Girl, is this turning into Tabloid Tuesday instead of Read a Bitch Tuesday?
That's what it sounds like. Cause I'm
the
ready.
Girls are fit. They are fierce for saying her name.
Oh.
They are so fierce.
Shit, y'all talking about how Shadira in jail for stealing motherfucking rental cars. Come on now, Shadira. Let's have a sit-down talk with her.
Ooh. I heard she did it as a boy and started riding the car.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
shit. Do we need to have an intervention?
Hi. This works the way it
can be done.
Oh,
shit. (laughs) 980-255 How you doing?
Hello, everyone.
Who is that?
It's Marcus. I had a question for Becky.
Who?
For Becky.
Hello.
Hey, Becky, it's Marcus. You said that was your AP voice?
Yeah, this is my approval voice.
Wait, stop.
Hey, this is Jennifer Jones from AT&T.
Stop. Really? Hold on. Let me stop playing this game.
But you need some business or something? Hit me up in my
inbox. Not at all. Becky, your voice, if I was the sales associate in the store and you were the person on the phone, I would be immediately pressing security button for whoever's at my register.
Marcus, is you mad because I called you out on your uniform yesterday?
No, that's what I'm mad about.
Hold on.
That's what you're trying to see. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me look like a fool today because I was telling you about yourself, about that damn your khaki pants and your white shirt, okay?
Give me your first four lines. Give me your first four lines for your speech.
Before that, can anybody help me move these bricks over here, please?
What do you mean? With my approval speech?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Miss Singh, no, Becky, no.
Okay, yeah. Because y'all ain't gonna push y'all work through me, okay? Because, you know, this is recorded, you know, so anybody can come back and then listen to me and take notes. I'm not going to do that, okay?
She's not going to do her next tables for her boy, with your voice, girl.
I'll
think so.
Hold on.
Mother,
well,
I mean, J-Rock,
Justin,
J-Rock, Justin, Mother. Okay, we have another caller. Marcus, we put you back on hold. Thank you.
Yeah, let me iron your uniform.
Y'all try the fuck out of there. Ooh, y'all try the fuck out of there. Y'all try the fuck out of there.
Can somebody move those bricks to the other building, please?
Girl, y'all try the fuck out of that. All of y'all did. All you motherfuckers tried the fuck out of that. And I'm really going, okay, let the night go on.
I had another caller.
I know you don't.
Deb, did you want a battle? Did you want a battle?
I wanted to see how long the girls were really gonna let that slide since I was younger and saying something. So I was just gonna say
516-884. You're on the air.
Girls and they crickets, I see.
I didn't catch the shade, you know. So
I did.
I called
516-884.
I just want y'all to explain it.
516.
Hang up on short retarded people.
4.
Yeah, this is Bishop.
Girl, don't do that. Don't do
that. Ain't Bishop, and Bishop would never call. Don't disrespect Bishop like that. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. My name is Michelle. I'm calling from T-Mobile, and I'm actually looking for London Bridges. My representative ID number is 74530. She owes an estimate total of
$846.74. I knew it was the reason she wasn't calling in to the show.
What?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are
you? Hello.
I'm here.
Claudia, I'm trying to reach LAPD. I have a
motherfucker.
Hello.
Deb, sometimes
are you still there?
You don't have to. No, we put her on hold. Deb, sometimes you just don't have to say stuff because the girls listen even when they're not listening. Come on.
Grab the motherfucking bricks and move them over, girl. Just move them. I don't want to talk to you right now.
Can you unmute her?
Uh-uh.
Please. Just
no.
Unmute her. Please.
Do you,
no.
Do you want a piece, Becky?
Yes.
Okay.
I want a piece.
She's a brick.
Girl.
Marcus,
how?
Becky wants a piece of you.
Not Marcus, the approval girl.
Oh, girl, I can't.
Oh, girl. Sorry, Marcus. Wrong girl.
Sorry, Marcus, not this time.
917.
Steam Crest.
Okay, approval girl. Becky wants a piece of you, approval girl.
Hello, can I hear your intro again, please?
Girl, no, ma'am. You won't take notes on me, girl. Go ahead.
Hello.
Just say it one more time.
I'm good, shorty.
Thank
Please.
You, approval girl. Your new nick, approval girl. That's what we're going to call her. Really, Becky?
Are the cops on the show?
You know what, Becky? You got one more time, and I'm going to pray. You
no.
Go to a
bitch, if Shadira was ever a co-host, that should be her intro, bitch.
Okay. 917-891. How you doing?
No,
hello.
Theme song.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Trini?
Ooh.
Bitch, you got the wrong motherfucking girl, bitch.
Oh.
You better.
Hey, motherfucker. Okay. Y'all not gonna sit here and keep throwing daggers at my motherfucking breast up.
Who?
Who?
Tell me your big belly.
Ain't nobody threw nothing. I didn't throw
y'all
a thing.
Y'all not gonna sit here and throw daggers at my breast up and say, and to put my breast on mute so she can have a chance to respond to y'all.
Girl, ain't nobody saying nothing. Girl,
well,
she has, girl, this thing, by
Amaya.
All means, let me let it go. It ain't my
this
show.
Thing,
I'm gonna let it go.
Throw daggers at Arnold.
Who is
she said her brista.
Oh, what's her
brista? I heard, you know, I've been sitting here listening to the show. I heard y'all throwing daggers at my brista Amaya and my brista Marcus.
Okay, first of all, the fact that she said my brista and Amaya in the same sentence was a problem. He would have won throwing it.
Yes.
Marcus is, I didn't disrespect Marcus. Marcus is just trying to come back at me from last night because how we got on his case and we were telling him what uniform was and how he just came to school and realized he had the same thing everybody else had on and said he ain't had no fucking uniform on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna, don't do that. Don't do that. So what y'all gonna talk about these pictures, Ms. Vegas? I picked my picture up.
What picture? Are you talking about the transsexual pictures? You know, the before
yeah.
and after. But Kelly, you didn't count because you always you do it free willingly. These that was for the people who don't do it free willingly. You know,
I want to talk about the girls because I put up a picture as a butch queen in drag, as a butch queen and a femme queen.
I want to
so
see Tiffany
Kelly,
Chanel.
Girl, so what
look,
girls are you calling out
boy.
That you want to see their butch queen pictures?
I want to see Tiffany
oh,
Chanel.
Baby.
I want
Chanel.
To see Didi Chanel.
Because some of them don't have before pictures. They just have afters.
That's
right.
Why I said, if you, I said we don't see a difference, if we don't see a difference, you get disqualified.
No, let me take that back. Some of them don't
you
have
wanna,
after
you
pictures.
See,
they just
Tiffany,
have before and now.
You want to see Tiffany Tins across the board, boy picture?
Tiffany Chanel, the face girl.
Oh.
Oh.
I want to see... What that girl, Miss Rahi girl, she's very pretty. I forgot her name. She walks.
Right.
I mean, we all see Ashley's every day.
Wait,
who
is
pretty? Oh, shit.
What are you talking about, Becky? Who is pretty?
She walks perfect tans. She always
y'all
have her hair in a ponytail.
Paying London. Y'all not going to keep paying London. And her reed.
I'm not paying her. I said, oh, shit.
This
J-Rock,
should
never
a theme song when she call in.
Yeah, that's me. I don't know what's going on. I'm locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but Becky got one more time to play music, and she going on mute.
Did you only get one intro per show, Becky?
I'm telling you what, that was your Daryl calling me on three-way, bitch. I was trying to put her on the line.
Well, that's not how you bring her on the line, Becky. We have two callers. The first one is 404 Hotlanta, 404-438.
That man said, when I see Solange, I'm finna punch her ass.
Oh, Lord. 678-973.
First of all, London, don't try it on my time, okay?
Ooh, come on, Tiffany.
Second of all, you can always tell when a bitch can see you in the goddamn queue and you put your hand down, then they want to start calling your name out, honey. Don't try it.
I'm glad that girls that have never ran the queue, I'm glad that girls that have never run switchboard seem to know how it works so smoothly because it don't work that way, honey.
Honey, I don't run switchboards. I run
well, I do. And maybe if you called in, and maybe if you called in regularly, I would know your number when I see it.
Tiffany, they said they want... They want to see your picture as a butch queen, Tiffany.
No.
Yes, Tiffany, before you close your mouth. Before you close your mouth.
But, Kelly, I graciously bow out to you. You sent all the nice pictures, girl.
Ooh. Baby, I didn't send all the nice pictures, baby. I sent the pictures that I had in my phone, you know.
Kelly.
Oh,
not
shit.
Tonight,
y'all. What? Wait a minute, so how you going?
Snatched and laid. Don't
I
want to
see Felicity,
to tonight. Okay? I don't want to see Felicity. She sold me that.
Oh, wait a minute. Breaking motherfucking news.
Break it.
This show for breaking news reports.
Come on.
Miss motherfucking Shamika, I need you on this motherfucking phone line right
so
the fuck wet now.
She said, Marcus, she said, girl, Marcus's barber needs to call in to explain.
Miss motherfucking Shamika, I need
not
you
right.
on this phone line right the fuck now.
That lady in that mouth, honey.
Not yesterday, not last week, but I need you right
like right
the fuck now.
Like technically, we needed you like 10 minutes ago, like right now.
Today.
Yes, when they say when you call for a girl, she will come.
Well, tell the bitch to push through. Let
her be
here.
Hey y'all. Hey y'all.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Now you wait right there, Shamika.
Y'all,
so,
Shamika,
you want to
know
Marcus, are you there, Marcus?
I am here.
Hi.
Ooh,
how are you?
What'd you say, lady?
I said, so, Shamika, you want to know how his barber can't keep a steady hand at the top of his head? That's what you're trying to say?
I want to know. Why do bitches?
My thing was, Marcus came with me a long time ago, and I never really messed with Marcus, but I guess tonight
what
is the
What I said
night.
Was, I don't see your brick ass talking
right.
about nobody. Nobody ever see who
like
you are in person.
So
that's
fine.
What I said, you're
brick.
You,
no,
what you mean? Not about my hair. You need
you
to worry about that nasty-ass, horrible-ass bundle you have in yours. Bitch, in fact, you know what, bitch? If I need a transplant, bitch, we're going to buy you some bundles.
Okay.
We're going to fly you
you're
to New York
clean,
so you can battle for the bundles, bitch, because you need some bundles in your motherfucking head. You ugly-ass bitch. Nobody ever met you. Bitch, how dare you sit there and try to read somebody? Don't nobody know who the fuck you are. But you sit there and you say, bitch, I bet you if I bring somebody to New Orleans, your bitch ass won't come out. You sit there, you say all of that behind the phone, bitch. Girl, look at you. And you call somebody skinny, bitch. I weigh 186 motherfucking pounds. I'm nowhere near skinny. Your motherfucking 7-inch MacBook, your little 7-inch netbook that you're looking at us on, bitch, must be too small, bitch. Upgrade and get a motherfucking 17-inch laptop. Bitch.
And you're not happy with yourself.
I just
with my bitch.
Y'all
happy with myself. You're not happy with yourself because you sit here and talk
serious?
To faggots all
are
day
you
on the
serious?
Phone. Bitch, you're
you
depressed.
Serious?
That's not even what you
your
want in life.
Your hair is in poor health.
I'm happy with myself because you know what? When I wake up every day, I'm happy. I don't sit and have to depend on nobody. I don't depend on food stamps. Right, bitch. No, well, bitch, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to take a couple lessons. We're going to see what the girls want to take off for. You bundles and you help you get yourself together or me, bitch. Don't sit there trying to comfort nobody. You never even see me, you late bitch. I don't need any motherfucking help. I have health insurance. I had insurance before Obamacare. Did you, bitch?
How you go to
did you have insurance, bitch? Did you have insurance, bitch? Did you have insurance?
Is it a big issue for you? Is this what you're
going to
do?
No, bro. I pay my taxes every month to help late queens like you. That's what I do. Because, bitch, you sit at home, bitch, you sit here and you worry about everybody else, bitch. I would have no problem if you came to this and said this. I don't even know who you are. You have never seen me in real life. For you to call me frail queen, bitch, and you're not the skinniest bitch in the world, bitch. Your half look at Jasmine Sullivan ass.
She would laugh at me.
I don't use, bitch. It's no shame. I can respect the bitch that are fair in person, bitch.
Your barber doesn't use you.
It does not matter.
You.
Guess what? Well, maybe
you
instead of using
your
motherfucking
your
Obama phone
you.
To watch
fine.
YouTube,
you
should upgrade to a 17-inch computer and do what the fuck you need to do.
That's fine. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with the bitch who will never see me and who will never see me in life because she'll never be able to leave the slums of New Orleans in real life. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the bitch who will never have anything and never be anything in life. Bitch, you will only have what the government gives you every month, which is $118 in food stamps and $200 a
year. Qualify
for
food
stamps. The only time you'll ever make it, bitch, is when you sell your food stamps or when you have a baby and they give you wig, bitch.
bitch.
You
need at least 20 hours of work study in New Orleans. So I don't get food stamps. I don't qualify. Sorry. Next thing.
Well, maybe, oh, bitch, you get food stamps,
you,
but
you don't
want the girls to know.
No, I don't. I don't get food stamps. It's no problem.
Well, maybe you should be focusing on college and
not
focusing on the girls. I don't see how you stay on the phone till 4 o'clock in the morning and you're going to school. Excuse me, and cosmetology school does not count, sweetie. Learning how to code, the billing college does not count, bitch. That's not college. That's schooling.
Summer session for school is optional. I know your hair is thinning, but I think you have a partial brain to know that.
No, baby, because I have a degree. Don't worry about it.
That's
you want
fine.
What
summer
I get. You'll never get it, bitch. Let me
but
be clear.
You know
what school do you go to? What school do you go to? And is it accredited, girl? Because people go to Morris Brown, but that's not accredited.
Get some cosmetic dental work done. That's all. I don't
need this is the point. Whatever I want to get done, I will get it done on my time, bitch. What you worried about me for? You've never even seen me, bitch. What you need to worry about is some horrible-ass bundles in your hair. In fact, bitch, how about you just come see me then? How about you come see me?
Let's talk about what's real.
Shamika, I called you a brick because you sit on the phone and you hide behind your... The difference is, at least, bitch, you have one picture on your motherfucking Facebook, bitch. You're not in the public.
You're not my friend.
Oh, I'm just your friend, right? Because I don't know a brick like you. I don't know who you are,
brick.
I don't know who you are. I mean, right, and you have a picture and you act like you're eating it, but that picture is not eating it. I hope you don't think that. Just because the girl click likes, they see you.
Your hair is 8 out. Your hair is 8 out.
Guess what? Baby, my daddy was bald. My grandfather was bald. I can accept that. That's part of my life. But guess what? When you die, queen, and the city of New Orleans has to bury you or cremate
you,
bitch, that's going to be my motherfucking U.S. government tax dollars that helped you, bitch. You probably think that.
You shouldn't be eating anything with your teeth in poor health. I would be worried.
Bitch, you never even seen me in your life, bitch. Have you ever left New Orleans?
I guess you just have to eat filet mignon, right? Because it's kind of cold. I guess that's what you have to do.
Oh,
I guess you have to eat cold because your teeth are in poor health.
Sell filet mignon, dumbass. You dumbass, slum ass bitch. You a slum bitch. You sit on the phone and you kick it. You're not even a fag head because the girls don't even see you. You hang around dykes.
You
an undesirable dyke that nobody wants.
You think I'm a brick, and I'm fine with it. I'm completely, fully.
You a brick until I see you. You a brick until then. But guess what? You shouldn't care about what I think about you because guess what? I will never meet your brick ass. I will never know who you are.
You're always on this show trying to talk about someone else and what they're doing.
No, I came for you, bitch, because you try everybody else. So I'm giving you just a little taste of the medicine that you give, bitch. Nobody knows who you are. They're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you, queen. This thing is you want to become a trans man. Technology has definitely, you can become one of the girls. You can definitely become one of the two girls if that's what you want
to
be.
You're not happy with yourself. I'm definitely happy with myself
because guess what? At the end of the day, let me tell you this. At the end of the day, guess what? If something ever happens to me, the Baltimore team won't have to collect any money to bury me. My family will put me in the ground. My family, right, bitch? Guess what? I'm true to myself and to those to me because none of you bitches will bury me. My family will. My brother, my sister, my mother. If anything ever happens to me, bitch, I won't need a collection. I won't need the girls to send anything. I will be all right. But at the end of the day, I don't know you. I don't care who
you
are. I don't know you. I don't care who you are. Bitch, just get a life. Bitch, you're not even gay. You're not even gay. So your opinion is like an asshole. Everybody has one. I'm okay with that. And you can say it. Bitch, that does not make it fact, though. You're not the Pope. You're nobody. Guess, and that's fine. And guess what? You're not pretty either, bitch. If I was straight, I wouldn't want you either, bitch. You obviously don't have a man if you can sit on the phone with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all night.
You're coin, but you're weighing...
Why are you worried about what I can buy? Why are you worried about what I can Have you even seen me in real life? What you want to be? Bitch, do you know it's bitches that got big ass houses and no furniture? Bitch, what point does that make? Who am I trying to impress? Bitch, I'll never meet you, bitch.
You just
that's some conspicuous consumption shit, bitch.
You look into the mirror.
Oh no, I'm happy every time I look in the mirror. Because guess what? If I wanted to change it, I don't have low self-esteem. I'm not one of those girls. You can talk me into doing something. I'm going to do any bitch that knows me. I'm going to do what I want to do when the fuck I want to do it.
Okay, the jig is up. The jig is up. The jig is motherfucking up.
You're not
cool?
even trying to express yourself.
No. This was the reading Tuesday. They woke me up, bitch. When I say they woke me the fuck up, they woke me up. But Shamika, let me give y'all the tea on y'all battle. At first, Marcus, Shamika was reading you down.
Oh, girl.
Then. Shamika, when you start running out a little bit something, Marcus started getting back on that ass. But after that, it's like it was just like a mutual read going to each other blow for blow. That was a sickening read session. But I tell you,
I disagree with y'all. I'm not gay girl. I'm a woman and I like me and honey. So she not on the phone with gay people because I'm not faggot in, okay?
And Bishop, you're posting a picture of me with my braces to say what, Bishop? I don't get it.
I didn't read you on that. What I told you, sweetie, I just don't think you should counsel people. If you can say what you have to say.
Wait, Jason, play round two. Play that round two.
No, it's not about that. I just think, this is my point. When you sit here and you give, oh, see, if y'all want to read, you have to learn how to read a bitch on multiple things. And it has to, you don't, the mere fact that you don't know me, you really can't read me. If you go by what half the people that call in on the radio haven't even seen. So you call me frail. Any person that's ever seen me in real life know I'm not frail, bitch. I'm far from frail.
Marcus, you can't read my name, child. You don't even know her.
110 pounds on
I really don't. I can read her because I know where she's from, bitch, and I know her kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Marcus,
girl,
in her defense,
no
Marcus, in her defense,
no
she's probably when she's calling
me.
You frail,
okay,
she's probably
night
talking
night
about
night
that picture,
Catholic
that
school.
Old picture that you had.
School, and I graduated from a magnet school.
But,
your point
is 15
one
years
of the
old.
Magnet schools in
well,
the school.
Okay.
Your point
which,
is
not the okay. The, I'm talking about the one which you had like the red. I guess she's talking about the red picture. I don't know what you had on the red shirt. I guess
I was in college, y'all. I had just graduated high school.
Okay,
when I was in college.
Hold on.
Do y'all realize I am from the first generation of Facebook? I am from Facebook when you had to have a college email address to log on there. So let me be clear. Anything that I have on Facebook, it really has not changed. Although they have opened it up, I still log in with my collegiate email address because that's how long I've been on Facebook. So you sit here and you're seeing shit. You,
Facebook
I wish I could delete it off. I guess I could, but I've never had the point to.
Okay.
When did Facebook officially open? Like 2008, right?
Say, no, like 2002. I was in college.
Let me Google this. Because you said
Google
you ain't
going
to have no uniform in school yesterday.
I am from the era of the original Facebook. There were no. Now, this is before they even let high school kids on. You were only in college, and it was only certain colleges.
Can y'all go
Becky,
look at
that
video I posted?
Got time for that. You do that shit on your own time.
Can y'all go look at that video right quick? Because she called it frail, Marcus. You need to go look at that video.
To say what? You're posting a picture of me to say what? I have braces and they're paid for. I have receipts. I get them off June 10th. And then I get my top six veneers. Next.
Was it cheap, sis?
No, it wasn't cheap. Next.
Okay, you
said
you
Bishop.
Got the receipts. You know, Whitney Houston said crack is wet. It's cheap. You got the receipts.
No.
crack
top is cheap. I don't know.
Are we going to pay the fact that Ms. Marcus says she's 180 pounds?
What'd she say?
It really had got quiet.
So she, the girl
London, it had got quiet
pounds.
When he said that, though.
I can step on a scale in front of any of y'all who willing to actually be seen in
serious.
Person.
It's not that serious.
The difference is, if you're going to read. See, I like to read on facts. I like to read on what you just assume and what you hear, because that's, I would never know who you are. But anytime you want, I have no problem stepping on that. Just like I don't have no problem taking no HIV test in front of bitch. I will take it on the stage if
right.
you want me to.
Oh, Lord.
Right. But wait, Marcus, not with what, dude.
Yeah, girl. I have no problem with that. How many are willing to do it? I'm willing
to
do it on the stage at the ball.
There's no health reason.
It's not health read. It's the truth.
It's no health read.
That's not a health read. I'm stating what I'm willing to do. That's not a health read just because you ain't willing to do it.
But you just, you said, how many girls are you can do that?
How many girls are willing to do it? Right. But they said, she wouldn't take no HIV test on no stage.
You thinking, wait, that's
cool. I don't know if you would or not. Or a full STD test. Bitch, you might not have to worry about HIV so much, but you have to worry about chlamydia, gonorrhea, and everything else, just like the girl.
Right.
Well, you might not, because bitch, nobody knows.
Shanique said, now you're legend for Facebook. In the midst of all of that shenanigans with Shamika and Marcus, 202. Put your hand back.
Wait,
up.
What happened?
In Marcus' defense, girl, he do got a little beer good, no shade.
Yeah, more than a beer good.
Marcus, you got a real long booty, though.
Marcus likes to drink.
His booty's
they
long.
They said that he knows bricks because he chews on them.
Oh, shit.
But when Marcus be wearing her button down, she be wearing her button down, but then you see her pants and her belt, and her pants be like in her stomach.
He looks 185.
Are you serious?
And to be honest with you, maybe 4 years ago, I used to be like 200 pounds. I was not happy with 200 pounds. So bitches changed their life.
If you round up that 180, you still 200 pounds,
eh? What you say? You rounded up, right? Oh, my God.
Marcus, is that your real weight or is that your party line weight?
Oh, no, that's my real weight. I don't lie about my age, my weight, or nothing. What's the point of lying about
it? I'm just playing, girl.
All y'all fake profiles that send me messages on chat trying to trip people up and try to get us to open pictures, bitch, y'all see what the fucking weight says.
We're not gonna have everybody attacking my breast stuff. It's that girl. So that if y'all
Kelly, Kristen will read you in 2.5 seconds, girl. She has.
I'm just saying, you really saying it, Kelly?
What?
You really saying it?
Damn it, you don't want that to be. I'm just saying, sis.
Your sister didn't have no problem telling a whole lot of people how many bricks we were without no problem. So when she said everybody.
Round one.
That's not fair.
So, Devin, why are you taking offense to when I called all the people? And because I didn't never say, why are you taking offense to that? I don't even think he was on the show that night.
He was still a part of the cast.
But I don't consider him a part of the cast like that. He rarely calls in. And when he calls in, he says what he has to say, and he kind of comes for everybody. I'm the one that told Jasmine, how do y'all sit here and y'all read other people, but y'all don't read each other?
Marcus, they girlfriends with Devin.
They not girlfriends. They don't see each other.
They're gonna read Devin into a box next Tuesday and say why.
Wait, Callie, I love you, and what you are not going to do
is try my family like that and send my family and my dog. There's no shame. I'm making a pot of soup
over here, Miss Sag. I got a few more ingredients, Miss Sag.
Well, throw that phone, Ma.
And baby, and yes, baby, y'all all going to be reading each other in the next motherfucking hour, bitch. Honey, when I finish starting this pot.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, I still can't get over that 180 pounds, bitch.
I get 185 to be correct, Laura. Let's just get it right.
No, take
that's
a picture of your scale, Marcus. Take a picture of your scale. I need you to take a picture.
Oh shit.
Laura, are you coming to the purge?
Yeah, I'm coming to the combo.
Now, Laura, would you like to? not Laura. I meant London. London, are you coming to the purge?
I sure am.
Oh, would you like to meet somewhere and I step on a scale for you in a public place? Do I need to have ballroom throwbacks recorded so the girls can see it? Do I need to have, you know, me and Caesar talking now?
Yeah.
Is that what y'all want me to do?
No, bitch, we can take it to the elevator.
What do
you mean you and
Caesar
is talking?
This week.
Now, Marcus, if that scale say 189, I'm
okay, well, hold on now. I might gain some weight between the 9 and 3 days, next week. But no shade. I can step on the whatever y'all
don't
want. Y'all not going to be satisfied.
No, I wanted you to do it in the house with no clothes on because, bitch, if you put on a sweatshirt.
Oh, no, man, you're going to set me up. You're going to get me to take all my clothes off and take no pictures.
Warning, freak alert. Warning. Freak alert!
All you gotta do is show those corns. Just show those corns and this girl. Hey,
we have two callers. Thank God for that. 202-450. You're on the air.
Thank you.
First, let me finish you off, Mika, because we're on the road.
Look
you, man. Looking like the nigga off of James Bond named Jaws to put my fucking braces in your motherfucking mouth. Chow, what's wrong with you? You ain't gonna get no type of time, no type of language in here, because I'm going to be louder than you. You hear me? You miserable, alone motherfucking female.
Where's his tension coming from? Is he okay? If you want to talk about something, let's talk about facts. Let's talk about my braces being
Shamika,
paid for.
Shamika, take a breath. If you take a breath,
wait,
and you listen.
No health freeze. It's no health freeze. It's no health freeze, Shamika.
I don't care.
Shamika, he's gone. He's gone, Shamika. He is gone.
When Bishop and Shamika go at it,
that's nothing new.
Wait,
when you and Shamika go at it, that's something new.
It's not new. I just hope y'all. This is the thing.
What is wrong? What is so wrong with reading somebody on their health status? It's not a. It's Google.
No, okay, but no, that was what the rule was. That's just saying.
I personally feel like if you're dying, you're a faggot.
When we first started the show 6 years ago, the girls used to call in and the girls used to read about everything, okay? The girls used to have help reads and everything. Then myself and Jasmine started getting a lot of emails and inboxes with people complaining about people doing health reads. So we came up with the rule that the girls can read down and say whatever they want, but we was not going to talk about anybody health reads or anybody's status or any of that. We was going to keep that out of the reads. So that's where the rule came up about no health reads, because a lot of people.
So we can read about, we can't read about HIV, but we can read about but we can read about a girl dying in a car accident. What's the difference?
That is a difference. What you talking about?
It is no difference. The truth is never a read. If that's what you go.
It's what?
But that wasn't what I was saying. I didn't say anything about Bishop's health. He
you said go
about,
take your medication, girl.
No, no, no. I said something. No, that. Well,
oh,
I don't know.
Oh,
no.
I'm about to go.
That's not what I said. I was talking about my braces, and I said that they were paid for, and I was talking about how the state has to pay for his dad's stuff, like where it's his pension and stuff like that.
Leave me
out of it. Make sure your shit is straight before you worry about me. My braces are paid for. Where is his pension to take care of his medicine and his worker and whoever else?
That's
why
I'm
here.
Call me Kilbo.
My parents are straight. Believe
that. If you don't believe nothing else.
Okay,
let me let you know something right now, Mika. Mika, if you go to school, Mika, if you go to school, shut up. Put your hands in your pocket. Raise your hand when you want to talk. Because when you, let me let you know something. Raise your hand when you want to talk. Because raise your hand like you do in school. Like you supposedly do in school. I don't think you go to school, Mika. I think you're lying and you're pretending and you're using your imagination like Barney said. At the end of the day, I think you're using your imagination like Barney said, I love you, I love me. Let me let you know something, Mika. One thing about you, Mika, you be up in these rooms and in these groups. How the fuck do you get the time to study? Bitch, I bet you fell in that motherfucking school, bitch. Bitch, I bet you fell in that school. You fell in right now. Man, I'm finishing off the job that Marcus did to you because, honestly, they was coming for you real hard. And they was coming for you real hard in the fucking room a minute ago, and you didn't even see it. You didn't even see it. You think all these motherfuckers fucking with you? They ain't fucking with you. They ain't fucking with you, girl. You think you say you in school? You say you doing all this shit? Girl, you not in school, girl. Girl, you lying, girl. Girl, you being an official ball team until that. I guarantee you're going to be an official ball team all damn night long, all morning long. Instead of being an official ball team, why don't you put your motherfucking eyes in your books and why don't you read something, bitch? Instead of trying to so-called quote unquote read somebody, why don't you read the books that you study in college instead of being in the damn room all damn day trying to read people? Man, see this bitch lying about her going to school, man. Fuck wrong with her, man. She lying about going to school, man. This heifer lying like shit. You fucking lying, phony, and a fraud, shorty. You a phony and a fraud at the end of the day, bitch. You are nothing. You are nothing, bitch. Bitch, I...
Oh. Thank God, yes. I was been saying send us to the dungeon.
Okay.
Jason.
This was not the rules. We agreed to.
How you get Jared back up here with you?
Say that again.
How you get Jared back up here with you, honey?
Okay,
they got a weight limit, girl. You came in, it was too much.
Excuse.
We needed another big girl since you left, Tiffany.
Right.
No, girl, we don't need another big girl. I'm already suffocating enough, bitch.
That's because of that motherfucking crack pipe you huff, folks. That ain't got nothing
Tiffany,
to do with us.
To answer your question, how
please
did Dev come back,
gross.
Or how do we get Dev back?
She squeezed her big ass through the broken gate, bitch.
You would have to ask, I guess that would be a question for the whole panel, because Dev just started calling in regularly, and then he would sit with
Witch Queen Hour.
He'll be back
for this week, Mr. Gordon. They're going to be weeding him next week, Mr. He's going to be all types of
I remember how they read me with Calvin one night on the phone. And, bitch, last week they read the shit out of Calvin. Like, bitch, they never saw her.
Wait, Marcus, because I remember a conversation where you said you would never call in, nor did you listen to Tuesdays, but here you are now. So you're saying...
Hold on, let me be clear. I wasn't finished.
So are you saying that we set Calvin up? No, no one set Calvin up.
I never said y'all set Calvin up. What I told Jasmine was I did not approve of people who could not be seen and not suffer any consequences for what they say to be calling in, because y'all don't realize how many people think we are y'all. Not you, Jason, because you're a real person.
My name is Jason. I will never be the size of Calvin.
Oh, shit, I can't.
But the problem is, so y'all don't really understand how many people really think we are these fictitious people, you know, creating these fake profiles.
Okay, so
you're
real. Okay,
so they really do think that, and we're getting held subjective for that.
So you're saying that people are thinking that, I guess when you say fictitious people, you're saying people like London's character, people like Laura's character.
Well, London, or even these profiles that only have one and two pictures.
Because the way you just made it sound to me is that you're saying,
because
the way you made it sound is like people are now thinking that you all might be Davin, or you're calling in as yourself, but you're saying your name is Davin or Justin. So, because those, they are real people. But because
we don't know that because these people have never seen these people.
But apparently people have seen them. Stop the fight. Wait, stop.
Y'all know somebody can assume somebody's identity without really being ever.
That's true. Girls do it every day to get hotel approval. So you're right.
Hold on, Devin, don't say you just got chopped like you ain't always been getting chopped.
You know what? I wouldn't feel bad about that coming from another person who actually got chopped. So I don't feel bad about that.
Wait a minute. Are y'all catching the shade? Are y'all catching how Kelly and Marcus is trying to come from Ms. Devin and Devin is not answering?
No, I don't even know who Devin is. I don't know who Devin is. I can't see his profile. I really don't know who he is. He doesn't call in the show a lot. I don't think he comes for
Devin,
me.
You catching the Becky? Okay, Devin, what I'm trying to tell you is that I think Kelly or Marcus want to read
you
with you, so I think you
would.
How do
you know that?
I don't know.
Don't let London slide because first of all, you went through that.
Didn't nobody else say that but you. It's a reminder of that situation, that child, out of the two of us, I'm not the only one getting that high, y'all.
But the difference is, I could take my one chop every 2 or 3 years.
I took mine for the first time in fucking 10 years.
Hello, Kelly, so you know who Devin is?
Yes, and so do you, considering that you showed me to my table when I came to the Midwest Awards Ball.
You heard him.
Hello, so you're saying you used to be the Rodeo.
Child, he walks motherfucking realness mistake. That voice is just pussy.
Never.
I never thought that's not the name they call him.
No, wait a minute. No, Devin is the one that walked all the way, the one that had that Pillsbury dough out.
Yes.
Remember that clip?
Devin is the one who waves in the water across the pool. You were thinking it was the boy that walked realness,
and he real tall, but we be gagging his voice with some
song.
Well, then we don't. What you say his name was?
Wade in the water. He used to come on the show all the time and he would read all the balls and be like, that was late, y'all didn't give out the money.
You're
talking about the Midwest child. That's not Devin Marcus.
Okay, well,
that's you talking about Vengeance. That's the boy.
Vengeance, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, you talking about Vengeance. Well, y'all sound alike.
It's no shade.
Well, somebody just inboxed me and said, well, who is this brick we talking to then?
They inboxed you. They said, who is that we talking to? Like, she was actually on the fucking phone.
They must be on the phone.
Now, Kelly, who said it? Just make a screenshot of it. If somebody did it.
Girl, I should
know. Kelly ain't got to make no screenshot. You're being a punk bitch, Kelly.
The last time a bitch made a screenshot of something,
girl, Jasmine came on the show and read a motherfucking bitch.
Well, girl, you need to learn how to edit.
Hold on. Well, screenshot carefully.
Right. You need to learn how to edit.
Can we recap that? Well, I know that Justin is a real person, and I know that Becky Titty Punch is a real person, so.
I'm real. But you can't really give Marcus the tea because she is mad.
Wait.
You know.
Marcus, it's no shade. Marcus, I will contest this. Justin is all the way from Walk With Me Wednesdays. He is a real person. He is Blackjack. He's like, he stayed down south. He actually even had videos on his Facebook of him talking. I even conversed with him.
I saw him in person.
I respect all of that, but the problem is y'all don't realize, Laura, you don't know how many people that will come to me and basically let me see your phone, and they want to see if I'm logged in as you. Like,
really? First of all, if anybody comes to you and say, let me see your phone,
they really believe I'm Laura or I'm part of the Laura entity.
First of all, if you're a fake profile, you're not supposed to be ever logged in your motherfucking Facebook account, okay, bitch?
At a ball. Right. That's the number one.
I like to get high, and I'll be DMing somebody on my purse, okay?
Y'all ain't real motherfucker. Y'all ain't real fake motherfucker profiles, okay, bitch?
You can't have nobody clocking the team, Miss Kelly girl.
You supposed to be like my girlfriend. You supposed to be like my girlfriend, Miss Motherfucking London, Miss Day. You supposed to be logged in your phone, Miss Day, walking around the board, Miss Day, snapping pictures of the girls, everything. Bitch, I ain't real fake profiles, Miss Day. Okay, Miss London was at that Philly Award for it. She was snapping pictures of the girls and everything and posting. Okay, and the girls was gagging, Miss Day. They was getting red, Miss Day, and they don't know how to and she walking around.
They didn't know who was right. They know who was in there.
They know who it was.
Now y'all just got to act like y'all recording shit and take pictures.
No shade, though. Do y'all know how many arguments I got into because they think that I know who London is?
Exactly. They say if we ain't London, we know who London and Laura is. Oh, you have to know. And I'll be like, well, I got suspicions, but I really don't have no proof of who it is.
Okay,
Miss,
I'm getting inboxes from the listeners, and they're saying that Marcus is taking up too much of their time. They waited all week for the
week. Yeah,
you're
taking up too much time,
Marcus. They waited all week for the week.
Y'all can put me back on hold.
This ain't Monday, girl.
Keep
bye.
Reading.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Becky.
I'm glad I'm a real person, honey.
Come on, we need another round. We need another round, baby.
Okay,
I can't believe that.
Let's see if they still going at it.
Yes.
Flooding ass pussy. What is that?
There you have it.
You have a talk about your
sweetheart. Come on, Shell. You're using your imagination again. You're pretending.
Look what
you've been pretending
you
this whole damn time to say you've been in school and you haven't been in school. Bitch, pick up a book and read it. Don't shut us up and start reading. Pick up a book, bitch. Pick up a book.
Wow.
Okay, private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on
the
air.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Anastasia Beaverhausen.
I
just want to know, how does one know that an Obama phone has a YouTube?
I won't never ask that.
Marcus, can you explain how Obama phone has a YouTube?
Oh my God.
Oh, you don't know the new Obama phones? They giving out Blackberries and Androids, bitch.
Oh no, I need to get one.
I need to get me a piece, baby.
Oh, girl.
They giving out Androids and Blackberries now. Okay, I ain't got those little skinny phones.
Yes.
Y'all girls better go get y'all Obama, Miss A.
Let me get
that. Yes, Laura.
Jason, they just came through my inbox that they want you to read, Calvin.
Oh, wait a minute. That was a
wait
little
a minute. What you
about
say,
Father? Obama phone stuff.
I said, it just came to my inbox that they want you to read Calvin.
They want me
what?
To read Calvin?
Uh-huh.
It's no fair for me to read Calvin if Calvin is not on the phone. That's the worst.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
They want you to save the table, girl.
No,
anybody got time to read that light-skinned brown bear?
Wait, y'all talking about these Obama phones? Y'all need to be careful of getting those Obama phones. Y'all do know when y'all get those little free government phones, they get y'all right together.
Okay.
I hope y'all know that right. They track your every fucking move, bitch. Every if I was y'all, I would not be getting no government phone, nothing. No government, nothing.
That's what it's called, government phone, bitch.
Okay, the government phone.
And y'all gonna think y'all cute answering y'all ads. They're gonna be a little ad phone, bitch, since you eating it up.
Government,
yeah. You're gonna be like, hey baby, where you at? They gonna jump in your motherfucking phone call and be like, yeah, we got you, bitch. Come outside, hands up.
Hey, bitch, we ain't got time for you.
What?
That's what the girls is doing now.
They get these free government phones, and now they posting their little ads up on Craigslist and everything and Backpage and shit. I'm like, girl, wait. So now y'all escorting using free government phones now? So
that's
I guess
right.
Girl, are y'all crazy?
Fix it, Jesus. You got to say hello first, Jason.
And then you got the girls that's doing approvals using the free government phones, too.
Oh, shit.
Never mind.
That's what I'm talking about.
These girls funny.
Bitch, you got girls going out doing approvals, bitch, and ain't even got a cell phone, bitch, using the store phone.
Yes, Miss Kelly.
Oh my god!
Bitch, playing fingerprints, all type of fingerprints on the fucking phone.
You know what, Kelly? We don't have private conversations, but bitch, I got to call you because you got to explain to me how a bitch is in the store using a store phone to do the approval.
They do, bitch. So I'm gonna tell you what they do.
How the fuck you going out to do approvals and you ain't even got a cell phone, bitch? You shouldn't be out doing anything if you ain't got a cell phone.
Kelly, don't these girls go to Jimmy Choo and then they go to the Jimmy Choo store all the time and they go inside the store. And then when they do their approvals and shit, what they do is they have the they use the phone in the store, like that's behind the counter that the lady at the register be talking on or whatever. Mm. They say, oh, let me use your phone. So they'll make the call from there. I'm like, girl,
you're a brave motherfucker.
You a brave bitch. You is fucking crazy.
Since we're talking about the girls doing stuff, you know what I cannot stand is when you go to, if you know it's a Ebony weekend or a Pride weekend. No, listen. Ebony weekend, Pride weekend or something, you know it's a host hotel or something, and then you know everybody coming in, checking in and stuff, and then you have this like five girls that's pulled to the side and be like, well, why everybody saying their card ain't going through? If all y'all have the same approval, y'all need to go to somebody that goes through.
Miss Becky, you better stop spilling tea, Mistake. The girls gonna find out who you was, Mistake, because that just happened.
I'm just saying. I just use that as an example. If anybody wants to feel like it's for them. But I didn't talk about it.
Well, this is, you know what, my problem is that why do all the guys go to one host hotel anyway? I wouldn't go to a host hotel with a whole bunch of faggots anyway.
Okay.
Set up. That's just
bitch,
sound
I'm
like
going to the hotel down the street, bitch. If it was me,
I'm going to the hotel down the street. I'm not even doing down the street, bitch. I'm doing a whole different area in the thing 10-15 minutes away, period.
Well,
I'm not going to be around a whole bunch of no man.
Some people don't want to get rental cars. You understand?
The reason why I don't like go to the host hotels because bitches don't know how to go to sleep. Then they want to knock on your door and then come in. But this is what I don't like. They know they don't got no room, so they knock on your door. What you doing? And then you know you be sleepy. Then next thing you know, you wake up in the middle of the night. Bitches is laying on your floor, and you be like, wait a minute.
Why are you still here?
How about all the girls
get their 109 Embassy Suite rooms, Miss Day?
Yeah.
And then all the other girls stay across the street at the Motel 6 and the Dollar Tree, Miss Day, bitch. And they come over and get your free breakfast, Miss Day. Girl, why you didn't pay your...
Kelly, I ain't gonna even lie. One time I stayed in a hotel and I went down there. They didn't have complimentary breakfast, and I went over to where they said, "Hey, we eating breakfast." I rolled
that's
my ass
right
over there.
That's what you supposed to do.
Bitch, and I went right
no,
down
that's
and
what
I was
you
like,
call.
"I gave a very good hey, how you doing?" And got me some
that's
oatmeal.
That's a classy
cereal
way. That's a classy
how
way.
How do you go to sleep with people in your room?
Right.
That ain't supposed to
because
be in your
clearly
room.
I know them. Clearly I know them.
Yeah.
I know all everybody that's in
they
the room.
They're
not going to
be rude, you know?
My thing is, it's like this.
you know, when you be talking, my thing is you could be talking to everybody talking, and then that's, you know, I'd be like getting sleepy and stuff, but then I'd be like, okay, well,
why
these two
leave
just,
and then
right.
That's what
exactly.
You do what your grandmother used to do. You get up and you start moving shit around and
know,
banging
my,
shit, and that's so cute that they need to get out.
This is how you really turn it. You be like, girl, call me downstairs, girl. They told me to come to their room, girl. Then you take them to somebody else's room, bitch, and you hit it. And then when you go back to your room and you put the latch on your door because the girls will go downstairs and get an extra key to your room.
Thank you.
Bitch, if there's some motherfucking event, they're gonna be like, yes, I'm in room so and so and so.
Oh no, bitch. Well, I'm letting all the girls know. Mistake, okay? If you go on the Scissor Weekend next weekend, bitch, don't stay at that hotel next door to the host hotel. Mistake. I call it the projects. Mistake, girl. Listen. Let me tell you something, bitch. All you gotta do is go downstairs to the desk, bitch, and tell them I'm in room 506. Mistake.
Yeah.
Give you mistake, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Baby, I was gagging, honey. I left something in my son's room. He said, go to the front desk and tell him to give you a key. I went to the front desk and I told him his room is 203, bitch. 203. They gave me a motherfucking key.
Girl, see, I don't stay in those type of hotels no more. But anyway, bitch, when me and Prada go somewhere, bitch, we get our own shit. Because the doll, she don't like people all up in her space and all that shit. So, you know, bitches got to have big rooms, man.
I just don't do that.
Them host hotels, honey, I don't fuck with because when they see a whole bunch of faggots keep coming up in them hotels, well, them girls be like, ah, I guarantee you the manager of the hotel be like, you know what, we're going to flag these fucking rooms. Oh, fuck that.
Right.
I don't know.
They can flag my room. But there's one thing about it, baby. There's one thing about it. They can flag my room all they want, and I guarantee you I will have the IDs and cards to match.
Okay.
Not doing it.
I thought I was staying in a crafty room to begin with.
Yeah, I would never stay in a crafty room. Ain't no way I could sleep. There's no way I could sleep in a crafty room. Bitch, I'd be so nervous, bitch. I would be a nervous friend.
No, you know what, Laura? I tell her, put me on the first floor.
Right.
Okay. So I can go out the window. I don't know nothing about that.
I would go to sleep in a fitness center, bitch. I'm not falling asleep in a room, bitch. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
You said go to sleep in a fitness center.
You're not crafting my room, and I'm not visiting no crafting room. I'll meet you in the lobby. We can talk in the lobby.
Okay. Y'all ain't never been to one of those ballroom weekends, and then y'all come out the room, and y'all just be walking around, and everybody having problems with their room, and you like, what's going on?
That's what I'm talking about. If you have those 10 girls, you see 10 girls just saying, oh, we need to talk to you in another room. Oh, we need to, your thing ain't go through, and it's supposed to be 5 different strangers. It's, you know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to not know each other, but y'all got the same problem. I don't understand what we're doing. But I
had to catch it because my thing was, I'm like, why is the, like, I'm talking about, like in North Carolina, they call the police and everything, and then you just be asking everybody, like, why y'all can't get in y'all room, or, like, what's going on? And then I'm like, well, nothing wrong with my room.
Okay.
You know what, though, North Carolina is North Carolina is fierce for that. Like, I remember when I was at my hotel, and it was, like, 3 different girls, they called me out the blue, was like, oh, bitch, they was like, my flight don't leave till later. Can I be at your room just for a couple hours? I'm like, no, ma'am. I think it's a couple hours mean you got to keep out your room for something or whatever. No, girl. You cannot be with me for the next 3 days. Nuh-uh.
Can you bring Marcus back on?
Marcus not on hold.
Oh, hello?
Yes. Marcus was never muted. He just muted himself.
Can y'all please stop scandalizing the Carolina name? Can y'all please stop scandalizing the Carolina's name? We have great weekends. We try to get affordable pricing for the room. If not, most people get on Priceline or do whatever they got to do. You can get a room for $40, $50.
Yeah,
we just said that Carolina is known for Priceline
in North Carolina. They would chop you. They would chop you. They would
Becky,
chop you.
If they chop you, that means your name is already in their system.
Right. No, not the name, the email.
that velocity.
Oh, well.
They track their email and their IP address, so you have to. It's a lot you got to do in order to get through a price line.
But if you pay for it legitimately, why can't you?
Well, somebody had to use my email. I didn't know the team. Somebody just had to use my email. So I was like, what's wrong?
Marcus.
Them two are still going at it.
Is that Mika?
No, that's Tiffany.
Good.
Oh, I
thought that was Mika. Entertain each other, honey.
You know,
Tiffany.
What's
the woman at it? I'm going to need you to hush.
Ooh.
Well, because we all know your approvals don't go through, okay?
Ooh. Oh, hold on. I don't do approvals. Tiffany, I might try to do all kind of things, but I still don't even think approvals are smart. I don't see how that works.
Yeah, Marcus don't do approvals. He's so
Tiffany,
dead.
Is it something you wait, Tiffany, is it something you need to get off your breath?
What, Laura?
Did you get something approved by Marcus?
And it backfired.
Or lack thereof.
Laura. Well, I didn't get nothing. The dog don't do fraud, honey.
Tiffany, do you know what an approval is?
Oh, shame.
She
don't really get into all of that. She don't know what an approval is.
Wait a minute.
An approval is.
She didn't know what an approval was. She come out. And she was, girl.
An approval is let's give you a valid approval, so we won't talk about fraud. Let's say you get your paycheck on a Friday and you got $2,000, right? But using your debit card, your bank only allows you to take out $300 or $500 from the ATM, and they only let you make so many POS purchases. Let's say $1,000. So let's say you want to go to Nordstrom's and spend $1,200 on a pair of shoes. You can swipe the card all you want. Your bank has it set up to where it's going to decline because you have a $1,000 limit per day. Now, most places, you just call your bank and say, I'm at Nordstrom's. I want to make this purchase. Can you make a one-time exception? And you're supposed to just swipe your card again, and it goes through. That's how most people work. However, some places will say, okay, well, let me speak to the merchant. We're going to give them an approval code, and they manually take the money from your account and post it to the person's account. However, well, we won't speak on the other part. Did I cover it okay?
Say that last part again, Marcus.
Very clear.
However.
Okay.
However, no, because I just missed it.
However, some girls call their girlfriend and their girlfriends act like
the
merchant.
Hold on, you shouldn't say that part.
What? I'm just saying what I heard.
Or what you know.
You know what? Y'all Mizrahi child do that. The one that lives in L.A., what's her name? Marcus, you know who I'm talking about. She be walking both film. Yes, she do. It start with a D. What's her name?
What you say?
No, because she used to be with Josh Malone, and they used to be doing this. They used to do it together.
I thought the card didn't have to have money on it.
Hold on.
We're talking about valid approval code.
No, valid approval code.
We're talking about valid approval code.
You girls are violently incriminating yourselves.
Okay.
Yes, y'all.
Well, can I ask a question? You girls need to stop approval codes, but y'all still use a prepaid debit card.
Well, hold on, Laura. That has always been my question. If you walked up in my store with a prepaid green dot or gift card.
That's it.
I mean, not even that. The ones that walk in the store with, like, the gift cards, the ones that don't even have the number etched into it. It's just typed in on there.
Hold
on, because y'all talk about people walking in there with prepaid cards. How do girls even walk to stores? How do girls even walk into stores without a motherfucking look? Hey, let's be real. Let's be real. Let's be real, Miss A. Because
Kelly,
you know,
Kelly, some of my girls, excuse me, a look.
A bitch. You going in the store. You going in the store and you spending. And you going into the motherfucking Apple store, bitch. And you spending motherfucking $14,000, bitch. But you don't even look like you got $300 worth of motherfucking clothes on.
That's what I was finna tell Marcus because somebody was in the group saying, well, why the girls be wearing their Christian Louis Vuittons and so and so and so only at a ball? They don't wear it only at a ball. They use it to go approve it if they had sense. That's what they go use it for. Because when you walk in the store with your red bottoms and your this and your what she got, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, she got money, so when her car don't go through, it could be a misunderstanding.
But it has to match. If you walk in there with
a green dot card, you're telling me that somebody can walk in the store with five dollars. Somebody just hit my inbox up, and somebody said the reason the girls use the prepaid cards and the green dot cards is because when they use those cards, it automatically pops up for the code.
Yes. Thank you for telling me.
I'm going to get some bundles.
You can't go inside of Jimmy Choo and go inside these high-end stores with a prepaid debit card. They're going to look at you like you a fucking fool, honey.
You're supposed to say, well, my bank recommended me this card because, you know, I have a large amount of...
No, they say that they're going to charge your card. I mean, if you got the money, then you got the money. But trust me, they're going to be looking at you and they're going to be on your ass because you don't walk in certain stores with these prepaid debit cards. I'm sorry.
Because the girls want to carry and be like, oh, yes. They want to go in the store when they serve.
You know who look like money. So, you know, I know they work over and go through when they go in them stores. And they always got to speak to the show.
What you been saying, Trishae?
No, not Trishae. What's her name?
Girl.
Kimmy girl.
Y'all so shady.
Who?
Kimmy. Yeah.
Are you talking about my sister? You talking about my sister, the light-skinned girl.
Yes, you know, she look like money, honey. So
that's
every time she go
so
in the store,
telling
honey,
finish her.
You talking about Kia the Barbie? You talking about Kia the Barbie?
Yeah, Kia the Barbie, girl.
So y'all telling me if I go into the Chanel store with my T-shirt, my sweatpants, and my tennis shoes, and I got the money, they gonna be looking at me like
I'm
crazy.
Wearing your best dress. You gonna wear best like
it's
you're
even
going.
Hold on, you walk in the right store, nobody even gonna ask you, can they help you? If they just think you're looking, and they gonna be watching you hard.
You can't go in those Chanel store wearing Aeropostale and American.
You sure can. But guess what? If a white, I bet
something.
You.
Let me tell y'all something, baby, right? Bitch, I goes out with all the young queens, Miss Saint girl. I'm dead serious, Miss Saint bitch. I go out with all the young queens, all the young boosting queens in New York, Miss Saint girl, bitch. And I go to Soho, bitch. I let them run up in the store, Miss Saint girl, bitch. First, Miss Saint, and then I come in after them with my mink on and my label bag and my glasses, Miss Saint.
Okay.
Bitch, I'll be in that store wearing them out. You know why? Cause looking at those young queens, Miss Saint girl, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Did y'all hear that, Kelly?
Kelly
also, y'all, she said, y'all up.
Kelly, y'all are part of Kelly Bates.
She just told y'all. So if y'all see Kelly walking behind y'all, if y'all can't get y'all approval done, she finna get whatever y'all want.
Laura. I did not say approval. I said boosted.
Boosted.
Oh, boosted.
Yeah.
I did not say approvals. I said boosted, bitch. I'll clean the motherfucking store out, baby. I don't know nothing about doing no approvals, bitch. I'm a stealing queen. I'll put in my pocketbook.
But can I ask Kelly something? How can you say it's about a look? Like, if you don't have a look, then you can't get through. So are you telling me your look wasn't good enough for Tarjay when you were stealing that bathing suit? You didn't have to look at that bathing suit to fight?
Round one.
Tiffany. I had just finished setting up the ball, Miss St. Girl. My hair wasn't curled. Nothing was done, baby. I was going home to get myself together. Miss St. Girl, don't do me, Miss Tiffany, okay?
Round two.
Target is one place where they had
their eyes on. But ain't that technically the dress code in Target is not to look like that?
You know, some white people have their assumptions, but sometimes their assumptions be right.
But it be Target, though.
You know what?
Target by my house, they will watch you, bitch. They will follow you,
I think it's y'all ratchet asses because I can walk anywhere in my sweats and nobody ever follows me.
Thank you, J-Rock. I must be like, well, maybe it's my light skin that I get by
J-Rock.
Because of my light skin.
Let me tell you something,
J-Rock. You bring your motherfucking ass up to motherfucking New York and go to Fifth Avenue Mistake with some sweats and a motherfucking t-shirt on. Going to one of those motherfucking label stores, bitch, and pull out a motherfucking American Express with a motherfucking ID to motherfucking match. I don't give a fuck if it is yours, bitch. I bet you they calling two or three people to come out from the motherfucking back, bitch.
They're gonna sue their ass. They keep fucking.
Okay, you gonna sue them afterwards. But trust and believe, baby. That cashier, she calling the manager, and the manager somebody else, and they on the phone, bitch, and they checking that shit, bitch. Trust and believe.
You ain't see what happened to that boy in Barney's and that girl in Barney's
when she got her check.
When they follow her
floor box
to the train station. They follow her to the train station.
Let me tell you something. When you come to New York, J-Rock, see, in stores in different states is different. But in New York, label stores or any of these boutiques, they do not swipe your credit card in front of you. Okay, they go behind the curtain, bitch, where they take your credit card at. Okay.
Yeah, that's how fast in Atlanta too. In the shoe department, the register is behind the wall.
Okay, Hello? It's behind the wall or behind the curtain. They take your card and they swipe your card and they do whatever they got to do, baby. And let me tell you, girls, if you out and you doing something in these stores, I'm going to give y'all girls a key warning, okay? If you in Saks and you in Barney's or you in any of these high-tail stores, baby, and the motherfucking cashier get on the register and ask for bags, they call it for security, so motherfucking hit it.
First of all, like 2 years ago, they had put the it was something on the New York news. I think they had put it in the group where they already was catching on to the girls doing approvals anyway, because they was like, yeah, she came in the store, she said that her bank was on the phone, and then so-and-so, and then you know how the news reporter come on and say, the people, they act like they're on the phone, and so-and-so, and then they walk out the store with their bags, and they get their approval, bitch, they gone. The girl's been clocking. So you go, I'll be scared to do something in New York, bitch. I'm sorry. You won't get beat.
Let me tell you something. You should be scared to do shit. You should be scared to do shit any place, Miss Day.
I don't do it. I'm just scared to do it.
I be gagging. I just heard the other day, Miss Day, the girls are still running around doing tricks from the 90s, Miss Day. The girls is running around writing checks.
They said
the girls are still doing their checkbooks, honey.
Yeah, they can do all that.
I wonder what the excuse is for that. Like, how do they say what they check?
Writing checks.
So, how do you feel writing checks, bitch? Don't they got instant approval, bitch? What the hell are you doing?
Let me tell you something. Ain't none of that shit going to pass because at the end of the day, they going to catch your ass one way or the other. They going to get your ass, whether it's today or tomorrow.
That's the thing. People need to stop fucking up people's credit. Stop stealing these folks' shit, honey. Stealing folks' credit cards and fucking... God damn.
Tiffany, you would gag somebody steal your credit card information, bitch.
Oh, bitch, I would prosecute you to the fullest extent of the fucking law, bitch. I will go down to that courthouse every court appearance, every court date. Bitch, I will goddamn fall out and say they fucked up my life. Baby,
damn,
I will try to have you understand.
But
yes,
when you
no,
do,
right.
Tiffany, when
it's
you do all that,
that,
you still ain't going to get your money back until 3 years later. You ain't gonna get your money back.
Oh yeah,
back
no,
like
your bank gonna give you your money back. Your bank,
no.
Your bank do give you your money back. How I know your bank give you your money back?
Don't act like white.
Marcus scammed
me out my $497.
Oh,
wait,
what?
Hold
on, fucking moving. Who the hell is that moving? Bitch, stop rustling.
I don't know, but it's not like this ball is
falling
some bullshit.
Wait, no, I'm about to meet
because
every single one of you, my
and I need
her to
be
fed
that.
Because Tiffany wants to tell this story, so I'm going to put the whole story out here. Tiffany did not contact me. One of Tiffany's people contacted me and asked me to do a role for them, correct?
Oh, Marcus, you
Wrong? No. This was at the time I did it for somebody. They needed three rooms. Is that correct, Tiffany?
I still don't know about all of that.
So what happened was the rooms went through, and Tiffany, you know, at the hotel, you have to pay incidentals, correct?
Right.
So what happened was Tiffany not knowing the tea because her girlfriend didn't tell her what to do.
Ooh.
Tiffany left her card and used her card for incidentals. So when it came back as a chargeback, they charged Tiffany's card. So Tiffany called me and said, Marcus, what do I do?
$497. Wait a minute, $497.
Because you swiped your card for your room and your girlfriend's room.
Right.
Tiffany, you got a $2,000 settlement, girl. You be all right.
And Tiffany, it came back like 3 days, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, right?
Yeah, it came back about a good 3 weeks to a month later.
She's about
okay, so how do I say this? Your girlfriend set you up because
if
you do that, bitch, you're supposed to leave cash.
Yeah, your girlfriend know that. Like,
you gotta get rid of them, Tiffany.
That's exactly how it went. I'm tired of you holding this over my head. And your girl, and this is the shade. I did like 10 more rooms for your girlfriend after that for free.
Marcus, I'm going to hit you up when I come to North Carolina, baby.
No, not North Carolina, baby.
Girl, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. Marcus,
I'm holding
this over his head.
That's fine.
Tiffany, if I ever, because see, I would never want to get nobody caught up, but you said a month later they got you, and I was like, well, how did they charge my car because I left my car for incidentals? I wanted to be like, I felt bad for you because your girlfriend didn't tell you to tee, but bitch, that's mistake 101.
Oh, and mistake
God, Marcus,
two is
said,
that you
sorry.
Don't ever use your credit card for a fag event. No way. You never use your credit
card
for a fag event.
I don't do fraud.
And hold on, Tiffany, let's eat it. Tiffany, even after that, you asked me to get you a flight for North Carolina. Did you or did you not? So you still trusted me enough to get you here?
I'm not getting on no flight, baby.
Finish her.
Wait a minute.
You asked me, all right, bitch, you're not going to throw that
in my
mouth. You asked me to get you a flight, and I suggested you get a buddy pass because you're scary. It's no shade. So I told you, I suggested you find a buddy pass. It's no shade. Did I not?
No, ma'am.
I'm just not going to throw nothing up in my face.
No flight, bitch. No, ma'am.
Oh, Tiffany, you said I need a hookup on a flight.
I couldn't ever get on a crafted flight. I'm sorry. That's
I
can't
do
that.
I would get on a crafted flight.
Train and bus? Okay.
So you would sit on a train for 18 hours, but you won't sit on a plane for two?
Tiffany,
you told this story 5 times for the last 3 years because it was New York City Awards Ball when it was all when the year that it snowed real bad, right? Y'all stayed that long. I asked that you stop telling that story.
2 years ago, right?
No, that wasn't 2 years ago. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. I was there. Bitch, it was cold.
Tiffany. Hold on, Tiffany, because you're sitting here, you eating it. I will post the messages. See, that's the difference.
See, that's why you don't
do that.
That's why you don't fuck
stuff like that.
That's why you don't fuck with Marcus.
I didn't call for her. Tiffany, did I not apologize? I was like, "Ooh, I'm so sorry," but at the end of the day, I felt like your girl.
Marcus,
found
I'm
you.
Pretty sure that girl was playing with you. Now you going around telling her.
I don't like all of this being discussed on the radio because again, this is too much.
But Marcus, guess who the one who is discussing it? Guess who the one who is really discussing
it?
You.
I'm
going to
tell the story so a bitch can't hold nothing over me again. I'm not hearing this story. She done told it about 5 times.
Well, I get what he's saying.
Sure.
Who I done told it 5 times to?
You done told it on the radio 5 times.
I ain't never brought this up on the radio. You a liar.
That's a motherfucking lie.
Jason, have I ever brought this up about Marcus on the radio?
Nope.
No.
I'm going to find you the archive.
This is my
you
cannot
brought
to
your it
Facebook
up on the radio, but your family
what?
Members have brought it up on the radio.
I have never
watched
up on the radio.
Tiffany, you have, because I spoke to you after that or about it.
Marcus, the incident that you're talking about, Tiffany, I know what Marcus is talking I know exactly the episode that he's talking about, Tiffany, but you didn't bring it up. Somebody else brought it up.
And she told her story, too, after the fact. Yes, she did.
Both of y'all got it wrong.
The Rainbow Radio Show.
It happened
you
in the rum. And somebody tagged your name in it, Marcus.
It happened
and then she,
July 21st, 2013. Because I asked you, you up and said, was Tiffany, do I owe you something? Please call me.
So you held on to that? How did you find
July
that?
July when?
Because it's still in my inbox. I don't talk to Tiffany like that.
Wait a minute. July when?
July 21st, 2013. It might have been in a group. It might have not been on the radio. It might have been just in the group.
It had to be because I've never even heard this story.
Right, because we don't have a show. We don't have a show.
Okay, well,
the
day it happened was July 21st, 2013. And
right.
Then you came out and called me. We spoke on the phone, and I told you what happened, how your girlfriend set you up, and then how I compensated your girlfriend because I felt bad.
It was somebody else's post.
And somebody posted.
Somebody tagged Tiffany on the post, and somebody else came on the
post. But then she had to tell somebody.
This is my point.
Sometimes when it's something that has something to do with somebody, like how Marcus it has something to do with Marcus, they don't never forget. So Marcus might not be lying.
Okay. Moving right along, it is now 1:51 in the morning. If you are listening from the Blog Talk chat room, I want to say hello and thank you again for listening with us. But at this time, you have about 7 minutes to call into the show before it goes into record mode. If we lose anyone in transition to record mode, I want to say thank you as always for sitting with the Bridges on a Tuesday night for our Trash Talk Tuesday show. Now we're going to switch gears, and at 2 o'clock, we will be moving into the Butch Queen Hour. So those that do not wish to stick around for Butch Queen Hour, you can give your good nights now, and we do appreciate them. If you
What's
choose
Butch Queen Hour?
Is Shamika and Bishop still going at it?
No, Shamika Hunt got ambitious. Becky, when you hear somebody talking, stop until they finish.
I'm going to need every single
person that's on this phone right now, excluding Kelly, excluding Marcus, but everybody and Justin and a few other people, to listen to the shows and listen to how we all sound rambling over each other. It has to stop. When someone is talking, hold your tongue. Thank you.
Jason, I know you did not just leave me out of there because, goddamn it, I'd be sitting down just waiting.
Oh, shut up, bitch.
Oh, is J-Rock still here?
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you, J-Rock, for sitting with us for these 2 days, girl.
But see, we thought you was going to go get some pussy. We really did.
Okay. So on that note, to answer your question, Marcus, Butch Queen Hour is where we discuss topics of let's say adult conversation, things that Butch Queen want to discuss. Explicit. And tonight's topic will actually be, if those sticking around, I'll give it now so those that want to stick around and press one. Tonight's topic came to me from a guest that listens every week, and tonight they want us to talk about, let me pull up the inbox, I got to find it.
You got Alzheimer's?
No, because I just want to make sure that it's the right topic, because they gave me two.
Right.
So but tonight's topic. What
happened, girl? Just go to the inbox, girl.
Switchboard would just hang up on a few of you bitches.
See,
well,
you need to start with this. Topic you need to blow
is...
her nose.
Piggly Wiggly. We not going to have this tonight.
Hello, Piggly Wiggly.
You know I love you, Piggly Wiggly.
I've been drinking.
Tonight's topic is... Tonight's topic is they want to know the wildest sex stories or the freakiest encounters, bad jack experiences you've had.
Why gotta be jack?
Okay, well, I'm about to go ahead and tell y'all good night. But Jason, before I go, I would like to tell y'all the Tuesday Night Cast that I felt like the show was very, entertaining tonight, and I didn't feel as though y'all were just attacking the same people over and over, and it was a free fall. So I would like to give y'all kudos for that.
Who did we attack?
He's not hanging up.
He just don't want y'all to know how freaky he is. That's
all. No, I really don't.
No,
we know she likes to get snowed about.
I don't really care stuff like that. I'm an old Southern gentleman.
You know, Marcus.
Maybe you should start listening more, Marcus.
I'm gonna listen to y'all talk because I'm gonna use this as ammunition when y'all bitches try me. But no, I got to say,
ammunition
is
what you stand on our birthday.
You are the ammunition.
It ain't no ammunition if we put it off ourselves. Hello.
You have to sit here
and take some of the stuff y'all did and use it as a read against people.
Bye, Marcus. You said you was hanging up. Good night.
I'm not hanging up. I want you to put me back on hold.
Well, Marcus, I put you on mute. You can mute yourself either way. We did lose Mother, so Mother is gone for the night. Mother, thank you for sitting with us. Again, it's always a pleasure to have you. Now
she's
back to
London.
She
London hung up.
Where is the Italian dressing?
So London is gone. Let me go down the list of who is still here and who do I need to actually press the button on. Did I say that out loud? Okay, Shamika called back in right on time. Good. Hey, Shamika, you're back, girl.
Yeah, I had to refresh just in time because the switchboard turns me.
Yeah, so Mika is back. Let's go down the list to make sure everybody is here. Laura is still here. Pillsbury Doughboy is still here. Becky is still here. Prada is here. Miss Kelly Mizrahi, the icon, is here. J-Rock is here. Tiffany is here.
Did you just say
I said Kelly was a Rahita icon.
Yeah. Icon.
Are y'all trying her icon status? Are y'all trying her icon status?
Let me tell y'all one motherfucking thing. If half of these motherfucking bitches is running around here,
okay.
I'm not an icon, bitch. I'm not an icon as of yet. But if half of these bitches is running around here and they icon,
okay.
bitch, for the shit they did, bitch, the shit I have done in the House of Mizrahi, bitch, the shit I have done in the ballroom, the shit I have done in YouTube, bitch, and the shit that I have done in motherfucking radio, bitch, I am icon.
Well, girl, we all icons and shit.
Ooh.
Icon.
Okay.
We love
girl,
it. Girl, you just, you still trying to become a star.
Round one.
Wait, Becky, is it New York? Am I the only person that's horny right now? I'm like kind of horny right now.
Oh my God!
No,
really?
Lord, you're not the only person.
What?
I don't know why.
This is turning her on. You know this is her element.
Put that 11 and a half out, Laura.
Wait a minute, Justin
Laura,
here, Justin.
Since you horny, Laura,
oh, yeah.
you need to be first.
Okay.
You need to go first about your sexual encounter. Go ahead.
Okay. I need to talk about something, like, right now, because I'm going through something right now. Like,
okay.
Like, I'm sitting here laying down, right, and mind you, when y'all was talking, I actually been kind of quiet because, like,
you've been watching
I don't porn. Know. No, because it's raining where I'm at right now, and I am just, like, really horny. Like, my dick is, like throbbing against my thigh, and I'm just, like, and I have to cut off my shorts,
girl,
and I'm just,
God.
Like,
girl.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, no, I'm serious.
I hate
I'm,
you.
Like, oh, my
Laura,
God.
Laura,
if it's like that, then go
girl.
Make that video like that man that was exercising in that gym. Go do that.
Oh,
go do that.
I need a visual, Laura.
Bitch, that man was motherfucking turning himself the fuck on, bitch.
I mean, do y'all ever get like that, though? When,
I
like,
do.
Especially when it rain outside, like, and you just by yourself, it's like, oh, my God, like, you just want some ass or dick, or you want something. You just want you something. You just need something. You just, I don't know.
That's when
it's
I eat ice cream.
And I'm a person where I'm not too big on
Wait,
like oral and all
who
that
said
stuff.
That?
But I don't care. Like, I don't do whatever.
Becky, what did you say?
That's what
I said, when you just
cream.
Get horny and stuff like that, just like how Laura said, you just want to have dick or ass or something. You know, you just sit down and
I
eat
mean,
ice cream.
That's true.
That's
true.
Tiffany for the night.
That is, no,
God.
But Becky, that is like what you said. That's actually true.
I don't want to hear about what about her to be larger, so.
It'll make
so
you feel
Laura,
better, just like how dick or pussy, since you can't have it right then and there, you eat ice cream,
okay.
You just feel satisfied.
So I guess the first question for the table tonight was Laura's question is, what do you do when you by yourself and you're horny? Is that what you're trying to ask, Laura?
Yeah.
Eat ice
yeah,
cream.
Because I try not to have sex a lot, especially right now, because to be honest with you, I've been scared over the last couple months because I had two close friends of mine that came to me and told me that they positive or whatever.
Mm.
And, like, I just been scared about it because I know how they are and they're real cautious people. So for this to happen just out, you know, that one time or
Ooh.
Just whatever, like, that scared the fuck out of me. And mind you, this person that gave it to him was somebody that I wanted to fuck. Like, so
oh,
wait
I'm
a minute.
Like,
so this person gave it to both of them?
Yes.
Ooh.
So it's like it's a big thing right now. And so it's like.
So he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
You giggling
that way.
No, but the shame is I can't blame him for giving it to them because y'all chose to have raw sex with the boys. So
that's
at the
true.
End of the day, I feel like this. If you have raw sex with anybody, it don't matter. Like
it's
I feel
a
like
risk.
It's a risk. I mean, it's on both parties. When people say, well, it's just that person, he should never pass it to her. No, fuck that. The shade is that if you would have wore a condom, and even though condom is not 100%, you need to take all precautions. You have to treat everybody like they have it. I'm sorry, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a risky fucking community, like, period. So,
a bunch of motherfuckers who don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, bitch, you better strap on a garbage bag, Mr. You better put the baby in the garbage
bag.
Bitch,
you
yeah,
could rip somebody's asshole open with that garbage bag.
No matter.
Bitch, even if you put on lube, even if you put lube on that shit, bitch, what? Do you not know how that thing is sealed, bitch? That's especially when you put it on at the end.
Put on a garbage bag.
Bitch,
garbage
bitch. If you put that shit on the corner, if you slide that shit on, bitch, you will get stabbed in your asshole.
And it's not even that though, too.
Ain't you, you already getting stabbed in your asshole?
Bitch, nah, but it feel good, you know? It's soft.
But real shit.
But you
like
don't want nothing that's girl.
And then you got other diseases, too. You got, like, you know, you got syphilis and chlamydia and all that other shit. Like, I'd be scared to do, like, right now I'm scared to do a lot of shit because a lot of girls are getting a lot of stuff now, and I'm not using right now. Like, I just like, child.
Y'all know they got the super gonorrhea now. That gonorrhea where it's not, it keeps coming back.
Throw that pussy back.
It's called super gonorrhea. Like,
super gonorrhea, yo.
Yeah, it'll suppress it, and then it'll come right back.
Mm-hmm.
They can't
right back.
Get rid of it.
That's some girls who just did not get treated.
Not get treated, but bitch, you just really didn't get treated. So do you think that comes from somebody? Because, you know, okay, I don't understand how can something become a super virus. So when I think those super virus comes from someone who has, like, a shitload of viruses, so they just make it one virus have sex with somebody, and then the doctor just diagnose that that's what it is, and then it's just incurable.
That's when it's been exposed to different strands of itself. And it makes it resistant because
the whole thing
with the super virus goes like this. If not every strand of the virus is the same. So if one person has a strand A and then the other person has strand B, if they have unprotected sex, both of them are risking getting each other's strand. Now, if you're on medication for strand, if you're on medication for strand A, that may not be the same medication for strand B.
And it fucks
up
the whole regimen.
Exactly. So now you're resistant, and you cannot cure yourself, and you get the super virus because you got two different strands in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Go ahead, J-Rock. That's how y'all be getting them balls for free. You know, you be saying, y'all come get y'all. Y'all come get y'all. What y'all cut me off?
Becky.
What?
One
it's true
game.
Because, you know, J-Rock and them, they with the little organizations, they say, y'all come learn. You know, they come get tested, and sometimes you might learn something, but the girls will never know.
But that's what scares me about the girls. I mean, y'all, like, especially the girls that know they sick, and then they say, okay, well, I'm sick or whatever, so I can have raw sex with somebody that's sick, too, because we both sick, so we already get it. No, bitch, it don't work like that. Like, the thing, if anything, if you sick, you should really want to put on a fucking condom. Like,
well, Lord, you stay for me, darling.
That's called what is it called?
Reinfection.
Yeah, like,
mm-hmm. I don't understand certain things.
Okay,
to get back on topic,
and, I mean, although we do want to scare the listeners, we don't want to scare the listeners.
Right.
To get back
right.
on the topic, Laura's question for the panel is, when you're horny and you're alone and you're scared to do something with somebody else because you don't want to catch nothing right at that particular time, what is it that you do to control the urge to merge?
Laura.
And I guess we'll go in the, well, Laura asked the question, so she can't answer it. So I will go in the order in which.
This is my first time doing this. This is my first time feeling like this. So
normally we'll go,
I just call somebody and cut up.
Right, so we'll go in the order in which you appear on the switchboard, and we lost Kelly. So Kelly, Marcus can call you on his line, and I guess he pressed one if you want to talk. We'll go in the order in which you call. We'll go in the order in which you call in from bottom to top, or from top to bottom, whichever you're feeling at that moment. And Becky, I'm looking at your name first. So what do you do when you got the urge to merge and you by yourself?
Like I said, I either eat ice cream or I go to my Vista. That's pretty much it.
You eat ice cream or you go to my Vista?
That's what I said.
Oh, bitch, I didn't know women went on my Vista. Work. Okay, Becky. Okay, Devin.
You forgot the wig come off. I told you now.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yes, detachable.
But I can't really say that because a lot of trannies take their wigs off at night. So.
Oh, okay. So, Devin, what do you do? bake cakes and pies and cookies. Okay. Prada, what do you do?
Who tried that?
Well, I mean, girl, y'all girls already know I said this multiple occasions, girl. Every day, majority of the time, every day, the dog get on Pornhub and beat this knee, honey.
Yes, of course.
Sometimes, multiple times a day.
That's Prada got that big,
long,
yes,
Prada. So J-Rock got a boo, so he can merge and purge anytime he wants to.
Prior to that, what did you do?
Well, I already had a discussion about, like, you know, I have to have, like, 4 or 5 times a day already. But if it's in that type of mode, I might just be dry and pasty the next day because, like, yeah.
That doesn't sound like dry and pasty.
I mean, because, like, it's only so much it's, you know, you can secrete out before your body just, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, powder come out of something like...
Oh, no, it's still coming out.
I think he means wet dreams.
Oh.
It don't be wet dreams. I just keep doing it until I let it go, let it out, get it all out of my system.
You do what?
I can't sit on that.
Okay.
Huh?
He jack off like the dog.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Shamika, do you want to answer that question?
What was the question again?
She finger her pussy.
What do you do when you hot and bothered? You can't get nothing.
I don't do the fingering method because I don't really know the art of fingering at all. So
okay,
I do,
thank you, Shamika.
I do.
She probably got
but
my
I
nails.
Do on a toy. No, it's a clit massage.
All right, with a toy.
I don't penetrate myself. But it's a clit massage.
I had a pussy, bitch. I'll be a hoe.
Bishop, you're on the air.
I have about 10 kids by now.
Bishop, you're on the air.
Okay.
I read.
Okay, Bishop.
I read.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, hey. That works for Bishop. Okay. Private caller, you're on the air.
I demand more.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello?
You there? What's up?
I
didn't
press no one.
Hey, y'all. What's up? What's going on?
I didn't press one.
We know where y'all at, too.
You don't know where I'm at.
It show where you at, boo.
Girl, you better check 3 different times.
You sound scared.
Why
you scared?
You
sound scared, boo. You want me to put out where you at, boo? Let me read this thing right here, though.
Girl, I ain't the one scared. Honey, you scared.
Where you calling from?
You're wasting
like
our
that.
Time. Thank you.
you just rude today. You been rude all day.
She was full of
bitch.
I don't have time to sit there. I didn't press one. Bitch, then why is the light next to your fucking name if you ain't pressed one? I see that question mark clear as day next to your goddamn name. And you ain't pressed one.
I've been telling y'all since I've been calling into this show that Jason is like this every week. Y'all just never catch on, honey. She is like this every fucking show.
She mutes you
when she wants to. She'll kick you off the show at 1 o'clock. She is crazy, honey. That lady is
I be trying not to be that way. I be trying not to believe that my brother is capable of such a feat.
As Lord, I love you, jail, but I'm going to need you to stop making stuff up on me because these fools are liable to believe you, and they will call Jasmine tomorrow and be like, bitch, I knew he was hanging
let
up
me
on
tell
me.
You.
I knew he saw,
Wait, me,
I knew
let
he
me
saw
tell
one.
What happened. Let me tell you how I know. I'm going to say it real quick. You remember that time when I got into it with Enrique, and I read you just because you was Enrique's friend?
Uh-huh.
And even that day I called into the show, I was talking, and all of a sudden I disappeared, and I could never call back in.
But Lord, but see, I wasn't even, but Lord, but when, back then, I wasn't even working Switchboard. That's the shade. I wasn't even
Jason.
Working Switchboard then.
Jason,
oh,
I hit
you know
jazz
what, though? Kelly does that also.
I hit up Jazz when I asked her, why can I get in? She said, well, you need
do
to
do you really
Jason.
Think, see, now I'm going to have to bring, now I'm going to need her. Do you really think, do you know how, see, Jasmine talk about the stuff that she get blamed for. Do you know how much stuff I get blamed for and I ain't really... But I take it. But I take it. I take it. I take those. I take
I
those
love
That's such a
I love you. God knows I love you too, Lord. Cause honey, when I tell you,
you
I was in Jasmine, and I was like, Jasmine, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not taking no post out, no room. I don't know what she talking about.
And you know what? And I feel bad that they too. Like Becky, I read Jason for blood that day just because Enrique made me so mad. Like I just read everybody that was on the show, anybody that had anything to do with Tizzle Chops, I was just lighting everybody up. I did not care because I was clocked.
And I was like, I don't understand this. She came on and she was so fucking. Oh Lord, I was so at you. I was so. You just don't.
So Jason, what was the other topic? You was like, what to have sex? The
okay, well, the next topic, oh, I guess Becky says she over us having reminiscing, Laura. Fuck you, Becky.
I know.
That's how Jason be like, when we be having a good conversation,
what?
Like me, Prada, Laura, she be like, okay, next caller, we got to
But it really be another caller, though.
But still, okay, I don't know. Y'all know what I'm talking
okay.
about. Y'all ain't gonna jump on me tonight, okay?
Okay, what is your
wildest... Question,
the next question is, what is your wildest sex story?
Ooh, I thought it was a fantasy.
Yes, call
me. Won't give me.
Yes, God.
A fantasy that what we've done.
No, your wildest
fantasy,
fantasy
is
what
you
want
to do. A fantasy is what you want to do.
My wildest sex story? I don't have
one. Yeah, your
one.
Wildest
I just
sex
get it.
Story.
I just get it down when I get it down. I don't have no wildest sex story.
So you don't have no story? Okay, because I got one.
I
got one.
It was just one time I was having sex with this boy, and then we had one. I had asked him, did he want to have sex on my front porch? And then he was like, yeah. So, because, you know, but then we had one outside. It was so... excited. It was like my neighbors could. What if they was looking? And you know, but it was at night though. I want to do it never in the daytime, but it was at night. And we was just getting it down on my front porch, bitch. It was sickening. It was sickening. You don't know if a dog could come, a stranger could walk
okay.
by.
Let me just ask this question before I go to the next person. Am I the only person that can't take Becky serious?
Why are you saying that?
Definitely not.
Okay,
well,
Becky gave her.
I'm so serious. No, but that's a true story. I was so serious about that.
Okay, Becky gave her.
Ever since then, I be asking boys do they want to go on my front porch because they be excited.
Okay, Laura, you next. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
All I would have to say was when I visited Cali, this was like a couple years ago, and it was the Kappa. You know when the Kappas have their beach party in California? I don't know if y'all know about that. On Venice Beach in L.A., they have it every year. So it was one year I went there, and so at nighttime, it was like a couple boys that were still there, and... like, we were already, like, kind of talking during the daytime, so we exchanged numbers or whatever. So on the beach, you know, it wasn't really too many people on the beach, so we went, in a little cut, little spot, and it was nighttime. And we all gay and or whatever. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we was just, like, I mean, we was just, you know, outside just enjoying everything. And, I mean, I was cutting up. I kind of got, like, gangbang. Like, it was three of them. And I
got
all them.
What?
I kind of
got, like, gangbang.
You know what I mean? Like, I had one, like, I had a dick in my mouth, a dick in my ass, a dick here, you know, just like, I was just.
Yeah, a dick in your ear, too.
The fact that you said
oh my God.
Yeah. It was the kind of part that fucked my life up. I'm sorry, sis. I love you. You know, I love you, damn.
All right, Devin. Okay, Devin, your turn.
Oh, shit. Your mother.
Oh.
Sorry, my bad. Oh, I had a threesome with two cousins.
What?
Yeah,
sex with
two cousins. No,
that's
a nasty incest.
Wait,
you southern
sex with your family?
No.
Girl, he said he had with two cousins, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, proud of you next.
Oh.
Come on, proud.
Well, girl, I got two different ones, girl. Okay, so, like, this one time I had really, really cut up. Like, it was, like, back to back to back to back. Like, the first man, and she was just a sickening piece of trash walking down the street. And I was like, say what's up with it? And she had gotten the motherfucking truck. We went ham. Bitch, then after that, I went to the motherfucking bookstore and went ham. Then after that, bitch, I came home and went ham. And then my next story, bitch. It was this piece of tray on the south side. You know, bitch, he didn't live. He lived with his people or something. Bitch, I wasn't driving all the way back to the north side for no dig, bitch. So, bitch, we pulled up in this motherfucking building, bitch. Mind you, this is Sunday night going into Monday morning. So, bitch, we pulled up in this building in the parking lot. And so, bitch, I opened my car door, and I was just leaned down. Bitch, when I tell you, Trey had fucked me till the motherfucking sun came up, bitch. And when he had nothing in that condom, bitch, it was like he was filling that motherfucker up. Like, it just would not stop. I was like, oh, my God. That's just a lot of money.
Girl, you
have
trying to compliment herself like her pussy's so good, girl.
well, it probably is, girl, because I don't really get fucked like that, girl. I really hate to get fucked. So, bitch, it probably is good like that, Becky, bitch. No shade.
But, you know, that's how I know probably is my sister, because when I'm glad she said it before me, because I was going to say, well, it was just one time I had sex back to back to back, but I didn't want to sound like a nasty hoe.
You know, probably is a nasty hoe.
I can't really say
Next, J-Rock. Well, J-Rock married, so I'm not gonna let my brother do that because he's married now.
They gonna
so
listen back to them archives, honey.
J-Rock, you're spared from that because you're married.
J-Rock,
I know he got stories.
Yeah, he still got to give his mom his love.
These was past stories, honey. This ain't real.
You
know what? It will be over for J-Rock. You know, I think I used to always dream about, when I first met J-Rock, I used to have a dream, like, I would fuck him with his leather pants on. Like, I would cut a hole in the back of his leather pants and then, like, stick my dick in between that and just, like, wear him out. I don't know. It's something about with J-Rock and them leather pants. They got me together. I was like, oh, my
y'all
God.
Y'all is trying it.
When I tell you I was about to say something completely different this time, but that fucked my understanding up. I'm so sorry that you had to hear that, J-Rock.
Laura,
sorry,
so you're going to make his pants into chaps?
Oh,
yes.
Just rip the ass,
like,
all out.
When I first met J-Rock, he was walking runway. And so he had these little black leather pants on. That was the first time I saw him, because that was the first time really, like, Texas was, you know, you know what I'm talking about, J-Rock. So anyway, when I saw him with them leather pants on, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, and he had all that ass or whatever. And I was just like, oh, God.
I could see J-Rock wearing them cowboy pants. I mean, not a cowboy. That is cowboy, right?
With the,
you know,
no.
With the ass and out in the back, or they just got the
bell
bottom
pants.
The chaps.
Bishop, you are not muted. Wait a minute, y'all. I'm sorry, Bishop. You are not muted. So what are you talking about? You were muted after you gave your response.
Hello?
He probably didn't even look at his phone. He was just carrying on.
Hello?
Just
I thought I was muted because I was talking.
Well,
shit,
see,
Bishop.
So then I think you need to apologize, and you should stop thinking.
No, I apologize.
Okay, J-Rock, do you want to give an experience, or do you want me to go to Justin?
You can go to Justin if y'all want to hear my experience. Just listen to that.
I'm just saying you because I know you married, and I don't want you to catch another black eye.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Who married?
Though.
The ass whooped?
Yeah.
Oh, J-Rock.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got to take that back. That's right. You Solange, and I'm Beyonce. I don't want to have to call the police because you kicking somebody's ass.
Tell you know that boy beat his ass. Yeah, move on.
All that military training, you getting your ass moved?
These mini corn dogs are sickening.
Oh, my God. This bitch is sticking over there sucking on corn dogs.
A mini corn dog.
Well, Justin, while J-Rock is trying to...
corn dogs.
Well, Justin, while J-Rock is trying to think of his most freakiest moment or whatever.
I don't have to think of it. I told y'all to listen to the archives. I done said stuff over and over. I done done it.
We want to hear it now.
Worldwide. International. Okay.
We
want to
well,
hear
Justin,
it now.
It's Justin. He's it's
fucked
your
on
turn.
Shortly.
Which archives exactly?
Oh, ooh. Shit. Nasty.
I hear Grandma.
Yeah, right. No, that was you saying you've been fucked from ship to ship, coast
ooh.
To coast.
Oh,
come to the country,
J-Rock. You might as well just say it because if your man here, he gonna be like, "Well, damn, babe, I wanna try that."
Okay.
Maybe they have tried it.
Right.
Justin,
okay. That's why he don't wanna get in trouble because they gonna be like, "Well, bitch, I thought I was the first person you did it."
Oh,
they not gonna feel
special.
Didn't
mean it when
okay.
You really said that was the first time you licked that. Oh, motherfucker, you nasty.
Justin.
Yeah, it's gonna be all time.
Speaking
yeah,
of that, never trust a tranny chaser when he said he sucked dick for the first time.
Can y'all let Justin tell his story?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
You know his story's always juicy.
My story's not juicy, like, you know.
They juicy like some
Lester. I'm a Lester.
Okay. Wow, I'm gonna need you to stop calling me a Lester, but I think the cutest, I was with one of my dates, and we had gone to the movie theater. And basically, I had him basically bend me over the what's the name at the movie theater,
pop
the seat at the movie theater, and just me out there at the movie theater.
Wait, like, the what, Justin? The band that's in the middle?
Popcorn machine.
No, the seat. You know how you can sit in the back row? Cause I'm gonna tell you exactly where I was. I was in Baton Rouge, and we were going to see some movie, and Yeah, that was, I have others, but I'm not going to do all that on here.
So y'all must have went to go see one of those movies that was old or something like that, that nobody
was
really in.
It was a popular movie, it wasn't that many people in there. It was enough to where we could get in the back of the door we wanted to do, and yeah.
But who went through all them did what to you?
And what
I mean, you must not make noise or something, because
it must have been a rain.
That would have been cool.
Must have been an
action. Y'all went to go watch The Ring?
Uh-uh.
Okay, Shamika.
Ooh.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm gonna put my phone down.
Nah, bitch, what you passing for? You can't be like J-Raw.
Right.
She's too concentrated on school to be worried about the
thing.
Bishop,
you gonna
stop.
You're gonna be
reading. Wait a minute, Bishop. The reading album was 2 hours ago. So
child,
let it
he
go.
Not gonna let that go.
I told you she don't get no dick.
Bishop.
And why should that matter to you?
Because he did all the dick.
Ahead and
because I'm taking everyone
you're
trying to get dick from.
Tell us about that sickening story. Tell us about that time when you carried on your vibrator. Tell us about that time you carried on your vibrator.
Wait. Y'all not going
to
let it go. Y'all not going to let it go.
I apologize.
Back on the subject. Let's get back on the dick ass, please.
Mika, tell us about that time you carried on your vibrator.
Oh,
can we start? Okay.
No, it's a clit massager. I don't use vibrators. Vibrators are meant to be penetrated with.
That's true.
Clit
massager.
So you got that thing that them ladies be talking about on TV, but it come to your house as a secret.
Like the lipstick thing?
Like a bullet.
I don't know, but... You know what I'm talking about. It's like a mini vibrator or something like that.
I just called it a bullet.
It's
a bullet.
Yeah,
it's not a bullet.
Mine
yeah,
was
well,
bigger
I call,
a bullet.
We call them bullets.
Yeah, bullets are the small round ones.
So,
well,
Mika,
would you wear
that thing? I think they'll talk about that on the Housewives of Atlanta or something. It just stay in your pussy all day.
No, I actually bought a pair of those from a fantasy party but didn't use them because I bought the wrong ones. I bought the cheaper ones, and I don't think they work.
And it broke.
broken.
No, I never used them.
I never used it.
Give it a product.
Go ahead, Laura. If I had a pussy,
it's no shade. I would be, oh my God, like
I would be paid, bitch.
But I would be slutted the fuck out. Cause you know how many boys I fucking want, bitch. Them straight mother bitch, like.
Damn.
But then again, you have to think about later years, like when you want to get married and shit like that. You don't want your husband
that.
To just fall
I
in.
I have a pussy mistake.
You don't want, like.
World domination, then.
But you know what? I wish I was on her back for that.
Unless you're coin like Marcus and you can get some vaginal rejuvenation or something
Mika,
like that, then
Mika.
I wouldn't.
We telling you the same thing we just told Bishop. All
right, I'm sorry. But, I mean, vaginal rejuvenation, like, you would need shit like that if you're not, you know, if you weren't about being smutted out at an early age. Like, I know
vagina has elasticity, that's normal, but... But isn't a pussy similar to an asshole? No, it's more elastic.
It has more elasticity than an asshole.
Well, this is the deal, Mika. If you want your pussy to be right, once you get married and shit, you get smutted out, bitch, and then you gotta wait, you know, a few months here and there, you know, let that pussy get back tight.
No, if you smutted out, you probably need rejuvenation. Who knows? You probably have hair and all types of shit. All you gotta do is run some hot water, vinegar, and hot water. If that pussy can't get back tight after a motherfucking day.
That's what I'm saying. You can be smutted out. Like I said, you go ahead and get smutted. My great-great-grandma told my cousin, you just put mayonnaise in your pussy and it's tied up. You go get mayonnaise. Girl, don't say it.
You're going to make my skin crawl. Mayonnaise is something that already has an odor.
So why would you put mayonnaise in it?
I just want Mika to try. Good pussy tastes like strawberries. I want to know what Laura had to ask me because I don't think he asked the question.
Yes, don't want to hear nothing about pussy.
Oh no, I was gonna ask you like what was like have you ever did a threesome? Like have you ever like you know what I mean, like did a threesome with two dudes or whatever? Like
no.
like with a dick in your pussy or a dick in your ass or something or you know, like you know what I mean?
No.
Oh my God, about to fucking throw up.
I've never tried.
Have you ever sucked dick?
I've never tried the back door thing at all. Like as far as like anal sex, I haven't ever explored that at all.
Yeah, knock your braces off, girl. You said, what about my braces? Wait, I said, knock your braces off. If you put that dick in your ass, it's going to knock your braces off, girl.
Okay, next question is...
Make those teeth clatter.
Which went right past me. What was your worst... Oh, I'm sorry, Bishop, did I skip you?
Well, Bishop, come on, tell us about that sexual story. This weekend I got that grapefruit experience.
Were you doing a grapefruit experience? Were you doing a grapefruit of your pussy? So were you doing a grapefruiting or getting grapefruited? No, I was getting grapefruited. For those that don't know, and I guess I would want to know, what the fuck is a grapefruit experience? Did you see the video? I think how did they keep it up? It was pretty limp in that video, like your sex video. Do you want a dick, Mika?
No, I can give it to you. I think that's what the real key is. Y'all want to fuck each other. Warning, freak alert. Thank you. That's what I was talking about. I didn't come with me, guys. I just told y'all my experience, and you know, she just went in, you know.
Okay, what was the grapefruit?
You didn't tell us nothing, bitch. All you said is grapefruit, bitch.
I don't know what that is.
If you guys have not been seeing Auntie Angel,
on you know, on the Facebook on Facebook social media. If you have not been seeing her video, it's a video. She has a video out that basically is the truth. It's the truth. I had the experience this
you
weekend.
Oh my God!
Going
you
said
her
one
year.
Okay,
you don't want to hear about her. You don't want to hear about what happened.
But
to
you.
You
don't
want to hear.
You
don't
want
to hear.
The next, question is moving on because I don't have time. It's already 2:33. The next
you're
question is
always
please. Please, when a question is asked, please get directly to the point of answering the question. I know, and I have an
answer.
I can't
get directly to the point because everybody always talking with me.
Child,
what
are
you talking about? What
are
you going to say?
How much time do you need?
Okay,
this
is no free. I mean, for real. We don't need the promotion. No need to promote her. All you had to do was say, I watched the video of the grapefruit girl.
Well, what they kept going into, like, what's the grapefruit experience? You know,
okay.
I mean, I could have said the grapefruit experience. I wasn't trying to promote
okay,
her.
Okay, you get a grapefruit, you cut both ends off it, and you create a hole in the middle, and you put the penis in the middle. And then as you suck, you put the grapefruit right on top of your hand. As you suck, the grapefruit is going up and down as well as your mouth.
What?
That's the end of it.
Is that what y'all group?
That's
really?
You
actually stood there and got all them seeds in your dick like that?
That shit feels
no,
good.
So, bitch, you
that
cut the
good.
No, you cut it out in the middle. You cut the section out in the middle of it.
Next subject.
That's the one that's coming to pick me up.
Girl, thank you. Can I get
the
in there with you?
The next
man,
question.
Out of 100,000 people liked the experience.
The
next question is
See, hold on. See, that's the thing. I'm not
shut
coming
up,
for none of y'all, man.
Shut up. It's already
I'm not
days.
Coming for none of y'all, man. Y'all coming for me.
Mewhell.
Stop coming for me. Fuck out of here, man. Get your life.
Jason was trying to ask a question.
He's gone. We will not deal with him the rest of the night. He can call in tomorrow. I can't do it no more. Get your life, whatever.
Yeah, because I understand
cuss
the call
in the room. Cuss me out in the room. I'ma still love you tomorrow, Bishop, but I can't deal with it. I'm sorry. I did not take my crazy pills tonight and don't feel like it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Take me home now. The next question is, what is the horriblest sex experience you've ever had?
I can say this one.
Oh.
You said the what? Horrible?
I can say
the
this
horriblest
one.
Sex experience you've ever had.
Horriblest? What is that, Jason?
Whatever, bitch.
Worst,
I ain't got time for
no,
you right
worse,
now. Don't do
worse.
Me.
What's the worst?
Horrible, horrible.
What's
sorry,
the worst?
Jason.
What's the worst sex experience you've ever had?
No.
That's your
maker.
Oh, I can skip? I don't want
to no,
skip.
No, we're
going to
start from the bottom this time, Mika.
All right.
Well, I'm starting from the bottom. That would be, okay, and this is an order that it's going to go, so we just get it out the way, so when they stop, you start. It's going to be Mika, then Justin, J-Rock, Prada,
okay,
Becky, Devin, and then Laura.
Oh, I can go?
Yes, Mika, go.
Okay, senior year, I had a school boyfriend and I had a regular boyfriend. Okay, my school boyfriend, he graduated with honors like me. He was nice on a football team, but he kind of was a nerd on a stick and was chubby with glasses. So we dated. I escorted him. He was a JROTC king and all that, and we won best dressed at prime, whatever. He was a virgin, and I broke his virginity. The worst thing ever. He had the smallest penis. It probably was 2 inches. I don't know. He was a heavy set guy, but he wasn't, like, nasty heavy set. So it just was, like, the worst experience ever. Like, I never broke anybody's virginity, and I just got on top, and it wasn't anywhere. I didn't know where it was at, and I just played like I was doing something. I didn't know what to do. I just improvised, like, everything. Like, it was just, like, improv, just, like, doing whatever, and he enjoyed it. But I taught him how to eat pussy because he had to do that because I was going to go home if not. So he had to learn how to do that.
Okay.
You got to train him up in the way they should go.
Justin.
I know that's right.
It's Justin.
To train up a child.
It's who turn?
Justin.
I was having sex with this guy, and dude
basically his hole was like I actually stuck my whole fist, my hand in his ass. And I'm dead ass serious, and he wanted me to fuck him with my hand. So yeah, that was the most awkward. It was disgusting to me, and even though I know people get open like that or whatever, it was horrible. It was horrible.
It was horrible, but you kept going. Okay.
Did you do it, Justin? Did you actually put your hand inside him?
It's the reason I kept going.
Oh, come on, Coin.
You did it.
Come on, Coin.
Come on, Coin.
Hey, I ain't saying nothing.
Justin, why didn't you just go home? I'm the queen of going home, honey. I don't care.
It was
middle of the beginning.
He said it's for a coin, baby. Ain't nobody finna run away from no coin.
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't know. Okay, sorry.
J-Rock, your turn.
Well, I mean, I was just a 19-year-old sailor, and I met this girl, and, you know, we had done something. She was riding me, and I just was like, really like this girl. And when she turned around, her penis fell on my stomach, and I freaked out and threw up because I didn't know what it was.
Oh, my God.
Are you a Thailand?
Yes, I thought it was a girl. I thought it was a girl.
Fix it,
that's
Jesus.
That's what turned you gay.
Fix it, Jesus.
No, that's what
damn.
I was saying. I freaked out. I threw up and everything. It was like the crying game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I
feel so bad.
And
I don't know which
page
to write Laura on.
Like I was distraught, but then I kind of felt bad for her because she was like, I thought you knew.
She knew your tea.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
If I was that train, I would say, yes, bitch, she pulled it all the way off. She got you to fuck on everything, and you ain't no shit. I would have pulled it myself.
Well, no, really.
Okay. You couldn't call
Prada.
Me.
So is that how you and J-Rock, so Prada, is that how you and J-Rock met?
Oh, shit.
Well,
at
least we know she's real.
Hey, and y'all know what her name was?
J-Rock would be the one getting bent over, baby. He could never get in his pussy.
What, J-Rock?
Ooh.
I know it was Alyssa Edwards.
Ooh. Bitch, are you serious? How the fuck do you have Alyssa Edwards and you didn't know?
Because I was a 19-year-old boy.
Bitch.
Alyssa Edwards, a drag queen?
Somebody send me her picture. I want to know.
I don't care what nobody say. When you are a boy and you are not out, y'all should know this well. Some of you queens came out at 15 and stuff like that. But when you are a boy... And some boys how you think some of them, how them drag queens can get a lot of boys? Because when you a boy, you don't know how to clock it.
You don't know no better, right?
Right.
I have to disagree with that because some of the youngest kids be like, Mama, that's
for
me.
I'm not talking about that. No. That's not what I'm talking about, Prada. I'm talking about when you are a boy as in a like a 19, 20-year-old, you don't have that eye of that child no more where you just trying to clock everything. My thing is, I did not know. That's how a lot of drag queens can get boys and stuff like that. Cause
J-Rock, did she break your virginity?
No.
Yeah, J-Rock knows it's a dick down there. It's a dick. It's a dick. It's a dick,
motherfucker. It's a dick, motherfucker.
Okay,
it's a dick.
Prada, it's your turn, girl. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, one of my worst experiences, you know, I hate when a motherfucker be like, oh, yeah, I suck dick so good, blah, blah, blah. So the motherfucker get here. Bitch, I'm thinking this going to be the best head game ever. Bitch, this motherfucker can't even suck dick without the teeth. So I was like, okay, bitch, no, you can go ahead and stop sucking my dick. Let me just jack off while you suck on my motherfucking head. And bitch couldn't even do that right. It was just a fucking mess. It was horrible.
Maybe he was a virgin. I don't know.
Nah, where is in my motherfucking ass, bitch?
Oh, my God. Okay, Becky, it's you.
Okay, recently, this boy came over here, and when he came over here, I was like, okay, he looked crazy. But then when he laid in my bed, oh, my God, he was so... disgustingly stank. Like, he smelled like an old man ass. He smelled like, especially somebody that wear Pampers.
He was
and stuff.
In your
like, bed? Yeah, I didn't know until he laid down.
But wait a minute, before he laid down, you didn't smell him?
No, I just gave him a hug. I just gave him a hug, but I guess when
and
he got
to my him in a hug.
Listen, no, listen. I guess when he got into my house and my air conditioning, I guess when he got into my bed in my air conditioning house, it's got mixed up with the air conditioning. I just was like,
oh my God.
Before he came over here, I said, can you please brush your teeth and take a bath? He was like, oh, I'm always clean. Bitch.
Some people just have natural body odor. I have
No, fuck that, Laura. He felt like everybody threw up on him on his way here. Like he went to go see everybody on Jack and they shitted on him. What?
How did you get him out your house?
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't want to be rude because I'm not that type of person. I just had some conversation with him, and then, I played a ringtone on my phone, and I was like, oh, my cousin them coming. Please, you got to get out. My cousin coming does. Or whatever, so he had to leave.
Is it only me that would just tell you straight to your face, like?
No, J-Rock, you mean. You're not supposed to be mean because he know where I live and he's coming to my house and shoot me up, bitch.
So, girl, how you know? Okay, well, if that's the case, Jackie.
You sent that name cheese you did because you didn't want him to come back and shoot you, bitch.
Okay,
that's
well, Becky, if that's right, because if that's the case, Becky, he could have waited outside around the corner to see if anybody was coming to your house, and then like, I just said,
but I was already, I had already met somebody, because the boys, how I do it, I already called one boy over, and if that, you know how people be playing, so if he's playing,
Lord.
I already was outside talking to one boy, and he was scared when he seen the other boy, so he was like, oh, I'll just call you later, whatever. So when I said, okay, so when the boy came, who I was supposed to have with, he came and I gave him a hug and he followed me in my house and he was stacked. Like, I was like, oh my fucking God. And I was all out. This is what I was waiting for. Like, really?
And you have to fall back on plan B.
Okay.
And that's sad he couldn't even smell his own self.
Kevin, it's your turn.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
Okay, I'm not with that one. Okay. Child, met this party line date.
Yeah.
So he decided he was going to come over. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, what you want to do? Well, I'm like, okay, well, I don't feel like doing a whole lot of yada, yada, yada. He just like, well, I'm into oral. I was like, cool. Well, we'll just do that. That's fine. Got on my house. He was a cute little average, like, you know, short little boy. So I was like, okay, cool. He's like, well, can I go to the bathroom? I was like, okay, cool. Child, he come back out the bathroom. And I really wasn't paying attention to whether the toilet had actually flushed or not. So I wasn't knowing what it was. So he came back, talking about he was ready. Bitch, pulled the cakes apart, bitch, and tell me why there was still tissue stuck in her ass.
Oh, my God.
Damn, ma'am. Now, wait a minute.
When I tell you, first of all, there was no words to even get it out. Like, what the fuck is this?
You're in my Becky voice.
Thank you. Because I was so motherfucking mortified. Because I was like, what the fuck are we ready to do?
See, speaking of that, Devin, I ain't never had no sexual experience like that, but I was at somebody's house, and he was a really big guy or whatever, and all my friends used to go to his house, so it was like a faggot house. So he called himself trying to read, because I'm trying to make this fast. He called himself trying to read or whatever. So we had said something to him, and he started laughing really hard, like he fell on the couch over exaggerating. So, bitch, when he fell on the couch over exaggerating, he fell over the couch. Because he had no drawers, no underwear on. So, bitch, when I tell you this is his house. He been hanging with us for at least 5 hours. So while he fell over the couch, carrying on, kicking his legs and laughing, he always ended up with old tissue in his ass. Crack.
Bitch, I had some of the worst. This one boy I fuck with, okay, he had been trying to get over my house for a while. And I was like, okay, well, you know, we ain't going to really do nothing because he was a chubby chaser. I didn't really think he was, like, really that serious or nothing. So he come over there. We ready to do some stuff. And, bitch, he get himself, he get on his back, he laying back, and bitch, this reason why, you know, sometimes you got to eat ass in order to find out whether these are motherfuckers you really want to fuck with. This motherfucker threw his legs up in the air, bitch, and he got a motherfucking hemorrhoid winking at me.
Oh, my God.
Now,
see,
wait,
this type of
that's
thing,
not the nasty part.
You're supposed to put hot sauce on.
Wait, that's not the nasty part. Nasty part coming in 3, 2, 1. I asked him, what the fuck was that? He said, oh, nothing, and commenced to pushing the hemorrhoid back inside his ass.
Oh!
Devin, you know what I thought you were finna say? I thought you were finna say, oh, nothing, this is a birth problem.
This ain't nobody that I heard. But let me tell you how the girls play too much, bitch.
This girl bent over in Atlanta and was trying to tell me and my sister and my brother to kiss her ass. And when she spread the motherfucking cheese, bitch had shit all up and through there.
Prada, stop it, because I know exactly what to talk about. Because I was there.
Oh, shit.
Said, kiss, y'all, you all can kiss my ass. And we was like,
Yeah, I said, if you meet somebody, right?
Go, Laura.
Come on, Laura. Tell them how they painted that 11 in the head.
Oh,
Laura.
No. Yeah, I would have to say it was one. Well, okay, I was dating this Spanish boy. This was years ago when I was like in high school, just like my senior high school. I was dating this Spanish boy, so we get to his house or wherever, and so before we got there, we went to Taco Bell, right? And you know, Spanish people love Taco Bell. So you already know. So when we ate Taco Bell, we just sit in the house, watch the movie, whatever. We cuddled and we fell asleep. Well, I fell asleep. Before I know it, I woke up to him, like, sucking my dick and stuff, and he was, like, naked. So, and mind you, I forget I forget we went out to eat or whatever, and I think he probably cleaned out or something, so I was, you know, I was ready to go because he, you know, woke me up and stuff. So, I commenced to put my finger in his ass and do the check right.
Oh,
you wrong, please.
The little smell, you know how you get that little smell? You know how you get that
smell?
That
sour smell.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I said, why don't you clean out first, and then we'll do, you know, we'll do that. And he was like, okay, cool. So he went to clean out whatever. So he came back in. So we was ready to do what we do. So when I spreaded his cheeks apart, I was about to eat. And similar to Devon's story, the child had a cauliflower in his ass. It was like cauliflower and broccoli. He had it all in his ass, like in the inside of his ass. And I was like, oh, I said you didn't know that this was back here or something. He was like, oh no. He said no. That's just a skin disorder. I said, no, I said this thing. I was like, no, that's some other stuff. And he was like, no. He said, well, just eat it or whatever. He said, no, you good. I said, are you going to eat it? Okay. So what I did was I went to his refrigerator, and I grabbed some ranch dressing sauce, right? And I put it on his
should have been Italian dressing.
And I put a condom on my finger and rubbed it all up in there, and then I stuck it right in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that was only fair.
Oh, my God.
Okay. My guess, my worst experience would be, oh, my God, I have several, but I'm just going to give one. My worst experience would be when I was a teenager, and I was 21, and I was dating this boy. That's like my first boyfriend, and I had experience with boys, but I know he didn't really have that much experience with boys. And he wanted to, and he was like, well, and he tried to play the role like he knew how to fuck, and he knew what he was doing, and all that kind of stuff. Long story short. It was like, and I knew his mother was coming home soon. And we thought, and we laying there, we playing around, and every time his dick would get hard, it would get hard, and then we put the condom on, and it would go down. So,
oh, my God.
So I'm like, okay, do you have to pee? So he was like, no, I don't have to pee. No, I don't have to pee. So I was like, okay, we do it again. And then it would go down again. I was like, I think you need to go pee. So finally he went to go pee. And then he come back in the room, and he was like, it's hard. How do you know I had to pee? I'm like, bitch, really? So then we got like 10 minutes before his mother come. He was like, I still want some. And I'm like, okay. And we start. It get hard. He go in, and his mother opens the door. We didn't even hear the bitch come in the house.
Did she come in like, don't be a minute, just say, mama time?
No. She came in. She screamed.
Let mama have him.
She came in. She screamed, what the hell am I looking at? What the fuck is this going on? What the hell? I knew I shouldn't have. And you got this devil in my house and he done corrupted you.
Was you in doggy style position?
No, it was missionary. He was just laying on top of me.
Well, bitch, you want to talk about mothers walking in, bitch. Mind you, me in the tray was up in here 69 and bitch. My motherfucking mama walked in my motherfucking room, and as soon as she saw that, she walked the fuck right back out. And he was like, do I need to go? I said, bitch, no, ma'am, I'm finna get my motherfucking nut.
Okay.
So what the fuck I was doing, bitch. Walked his ass down to his ass. It was my mama talking about what y'all was doing up there. I said, girl, we was just talking.
Becky.
Yes.
Do not entertain Bishop. Bishop is upset. He's having his temper tantrum right now. So don't entertain him. He has no power. Be gone before a house falls on you, Bishop. Bye.
Oh, before somebody drops the house for you.
That's what y'all
get
for
playing with.
That's your
fault. Next time you're going to tell bitch, you're going to learn how to cut these stories short, bitch. You're going
to
either
you
tell
know
the story,
that
bitch,
happened to me before. When my mother came to my house, that was the first time I even had, like, any relationship with a dude. And the only thing I did was, like, suck his dick. He had, like, 12 inches. Oh, my God. He was, like, hanging, bitch. And we was in high school. He was on the basketball team. He was, like, 6'4". Bitch, he was over, bitch.
Yes,
so
I
was, like, sucking his dick. And my mama walked into me sucking his dick. And she flipped out. But, baby, when I tell you I kept sucking that dick, I was like, why are you
Ain't no need to stop, bitch. You got caught already. Ain't no going back, bitch. You might as well finish.
Good, I'm about to
if it's gonna be an issue, bitch, I'm gonna go and get it taken care of, and then the issue could be handled later. No shade.
My mama had played my ass so bad. She had beat me down. She had beat me the fuck. I mean, she pulled out the belt and wore my ass out. But it was well worth it, bitch. When I tell you, I had got my motherfucking life, bitch.
I got caught by somebody's mother, and then I got caught by a housekeeper. In the room in Atlanta, the housekeeper opened up the door.
They don't
count. Girl, get out my room.
That is kind of embarrassing, though.
No, you got to hear that story.
She don't even speak English. She don't even speak English. Get out of here.
No, J-Rock, this was a black woman in Atlanta.
Oh, that's kind of
But we only got 5 minutes into the show. That's a story for another day, because that really wasn't a worst.
Yes, you better learn how to cut it off, Jason.
Yeah, you better learn not to be the only girl on here still talking about your meat.
but at this time, I'm going to wrap it up, and I'm going to give everybody a chance to say goodnight. And with that's how we're going to do. Yes, I better work how I time this. Thank you. And I'm going to go down the list from the bottom to the top or whatever in order. Just say your good nights. And I appreciate you being here again for Trash Talk Tuesday. Make sure that you tune in again next week. Laura, you can say your good night.
Good night, everyone. Pray for me because I'm really slow horny.
Damn.
That's life.
This is my inbox, Laura.
Okay.
I'm going to pray for you that she's had a nice 25-year-old
birthday. I mean, Devin, say your good night.
Night, everybody.
Becky. Oh, I'm sorry. Becky, say your good night. I'm sorry. I made it before you could even say good night.
Oh, well, good night, everybody. And if I don't make it next week or tomorrow, it's because Bishop had killed me because he put a hit out on me on his grave.
Oh, shit.
Girl, you can't kill him out with a grapefruit.
Prada, you next. I mean, Prada, say good night.
Well, I just want to say good night, Gerald. Thank you for tuning in for the past 2 days.
Justin, say good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Shamika.
Good night, everybody. It was fun.
See you tomorrow if you sit with us, Shamika. Thank you for tuning in. Little brother.
Good night, everybody. Make sure that you are protected when you're having sex. And if you see me, don't touch me.
Once again, everyone, I appreciate you sitting in with us on Trash Talk Tuesday. I am your host, Jason Bridge. You just heard my brother, J-Rock Bridge, and you know my mother is always going to be London Bridge. We want to thank you for tuning in with us. Make sure that you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture, where it will always be interesting, and if not interesting, it will always be something you will find and gag about on that show, trust me. Make sure you tune in on Mondays for the recap show with Kelly and her crew. And as always, this is Tuesday, Trash Talk Tuesday, and Wednesdays with the State of Emergency. Be blessed, don't be stressed. Remember, being bitter only makes your breath stink. If you can't love yourself, you won't be able to love anyone else, so love yourself first and foremost. Thank you, and remember, you ain't nobody because God didn't make no junk.